You are listening to a replay of Madhouse Radio.
Well, I think you should fucking hang up or I'm going to find out who you are and punch your fucking face in. How's that?
Be sure to visit us online at madhouselive.com.
Yeah. Yay. Yay. Oh, shit. My co-hosts are not on. Hey, guys. How y'all doing, everybody? Madhouse Radio starting. Fashionably late as usual. Music too loud. There we go. Wouldn't it be a show if the music wasn't loud at the morning, at the beginning of the damn thing? So yeah, we're here. We're going to do a show. We're excited. We're all jazz. We have Jesus in us, all of us, except for Clone. He's an atheist. But other than that, he has the it in him. Yeah, so here with us today, in studio with me, of course, is the gorgeous, beautiful Athena. Athena, wave hi to everybody. She waves hi. Three-time domino...
Wow.
Yeah, that's what I said. Three-time domino champion of the Caribbean, none other than Milkman Larry Holmes. How you doing, Milkman? Say hi to all the ladies.
Hey, good evening, Carlito. What's happening, man?
Not much. Not much. Good to have you.
Packed show tonight for these listeners.
That's what I predict. I predict an action-packed extravaganza
exactly.
Tonight. And none other than the man himself. Clone Homegrown checking in from Texas. What's up, Clone? How you doing, man?
What's up? Happy Ramadan to our long Muslim listeners.
Is it Ramadan already? Really?
Yeah.
Oh, shit. I thought that was... Wow. Well, that's, I guess it is Ramadan. Well, hell. Well, happy Ramadan, though.
What's up, man? Dusty but rusty.
Yeah. I don't know what you do for Ramadan. What do? You just... You fast, right? Yeah, that's what you do for Ramadan. You fast.
Starve all day until 6.
Until 6? Until sundown? I hear that.
You've been jerking off about virgins.
Yeah. The eventual virgins. Well, that's only if you're martyred. You gotta kill yourself and kill a few Jews along with you and then you'll get the virgins. Remember that, everybody. Remember that. If you're
gonna...
They
don't have to be Jews. They can be Christian dogs.
That's true. Yeah, they can be Americans, too. Americans and British, I guess. I don't know why there would be any problem with Canadians that Muslims would have, but apparently they don't like Canadians that much either, but anyway. But there it is. Apparently we were having some technical difficulties at the beginning of the stream kicking, and I apologize, but we should be back to normal now. And here we are. The toll-free line will be open tonight. The toll-free line is... We'll be repeating this several times, but the toll-free line is 1-888-278-8509. Again, the toll-free line here tonight where you can call us toll-free is 1-888-278-8509. I think this music is way too loud. Hang on. There we go. That's better. Now I can actually hear myself talking. And it brought itself up by itself. Imagine that. It has a mind of its own, everybody. And, Yeah, so we'll be talking tonight. We'll be doing pranks. We'll be doing something. So be tuned, as KDK and DTT would say. I don't know. Anybody have any news? Clone, how's the job going over there? Yeah, Milkman has news, I guess.
It's been good when I can work.
When you can, yeah. It sucks you gotta wake up so early, dude. I feel sorry for you, man. I would hate to wake up that early in the morning, yeah. Go ahead, Milkman. What do you got to say, bro?
How that new works for the request a prank to our website, man.
Very good.
I don't remember how to do that.
Well, you got to go to the website first of all. That's madhouselive.com. That's our homepage for the show. That's where you can download pranks. You can download shows and pranks there. You can subscribe to the podcast, and you can also request a prank at the top of the page. Click on request a prank. And send in your information. It comes directly to us here in the studio, and we call it for you. Is that easy? It's free of charge, and it's fun. And Clone is indulging.
And it goes straight to the desk of the master caller.
That's right. It goes right here to the main page, to the main desktop, Madhouse Central. And what else can I say? It goes to a good cause, right? A damn good cause.
That's right. Small children in Africa.
Yes, small children in Africa. Just the small children. Once they get past...
spreading the disease.
Yeah. We got to try to control AIDS at the source. The small children.
The ones on the mom's pit you see with the flies in their mouth.
Yeah, they don't... And yeah, the flies in the eye and they don't blink the eye. That's sick.
Yeah.
That's just sick, man. Blink, motherfucker, blink. That's what Chris Rock would say. Hey, on that note, guess
that's
what?
Dessert. That's why they're saving it for.
I've got breaking news.
Oh, yeah.
I've got breaking news. Clone, I need your advice on this. And Milkman, I need your advice on this.
Uh-oh, right. We're in trouble then.
No, no, no. In theory, tonight is the last night that I'll be smoking weed. Regularly. In theory. Clone just laughs like...
Yeah, all right, baby.
Clone's like, yeah, right, motherfucker. I've heard this before. Yeah. So what do you think? Any suggestions?
Quitters never win, man, and quitters never lose.
Have you ever quit, Clone? Have you ever had to? Has a judge ever told you to?
No.
Oh, man. Come on, have some faith.
I was on probation for 5 years, and I still didn't quit.
Wow, how do you do... Don't you have to submit once a month or something like that?
Yeah, I had to piss once a month.
And you pass the drug test once a month?
Every month except for three.
You failed three times, so what, you had to spend the week in jail after that, at that point, when you failed?
Yeah, at the end of my probation.
Oh, that sucks, dude.
Wow. Ooh.
Wow, man. Well, just jail. It wasn't prison, right? It's just jail. No one cares in jail, right?
Yeah, it was just county jail.
Yeah, that's a cakewalk, right? Isn't that just...
Dallas County.
People
just
come out and suck.
Yeah, I guess so. Were you stuck with more people? What, you were stuck with like 10 people in a room or something? Is that what it was for a whole week?
Yeah, shit, it was more like 110.
Oh, I guess it's not that bad. That's cool.
No, they gave you plastic forks and knives and shit.
Oh, man. No, that's fine. That's not bad. I can eat with a plastic fork and a knife. I could hack that, Athena. Right? Could you? Could you go to jail for a week? No, Athena says no. Yeah, Morgan Spurlock did it for 30 days.
Man.
Yeah, I know. Stay out of jail, kids. Don't do anything. But yeah, I plan to quit smoking. Tonight will be the last night for me to smoke here, and that'll be it. I think it's the end of an era. Milkman, you smoked for a long time. You smoked back in the Willie Nelson days. And
are you like gonna quit forever, or are you just quitting for a while?
Well, I think I'm not gonna buy it anymore. I'm not above the occasional toke at a party or at a get-together with friends or something like that, but
I see, a fucking freeloader.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
Nah, man, you find out that you have no friends and you'll never get another hit, so that's a great plan.
Yeah, well, I don't have any friends left. My only friend who would smoke me out was Andy, and he's gone, and there was our friend Eli, and he changed his phone number, and I can't find him. So, yeah, you know,
you never know. Florida's not too far. I'll come by one day.
All right, so when you come by, we'll smoke. That's cool, you know. If I were to go out to, you know, up north and hang out with KDK or Zolar or something, I mean, there was some weed around, I'd hit it. But I'm not going to be the kind of smoking every day, you know, every morning, waking and baking kind of thing like I've been doing for the last 5-6 years.
That's good, man.
Yeah.
Oh, don't worry, baby doll. I'll take you tonight.
Yeah, I don't know. We'll see. I've said this before. About once a year I go through this, and one time I went through a good 4 or 5 months without smoking, and I went right back to it. We'll see what happens.
Yeah, I remember,
time.
Man. You're doing good.
Yeah.
Well, you know what this means, right?
What? You're the only pot smoker on the show now. That's one thing.
Well, that and it means more for me.
That's right. You get all the weed that people mail us on the show, it goes directly to... You know, it goes directly to Clone now for the inner office mail, you know, system
his
that we have here. It goes to his mailbox from now on. So send your weed to Clone Homegrown. Clone Homegrown. Cloned Homegrown. Living the dream, everybody. That's a decent amount. Dude, this is a lot. Athena, we're not going to be able to finish this tonight. Look at this.
Care of Clone, Stone, and Home.
We should roll a blunt, you know. Can you roll a blunt? Do you know how? Shit. Milkman, can you roll a blunt?
Yeah, man, we get those papers down here, actual, like, tobacco bees, man.
Yeah, that's good. I have enough for a decent-sized blunt. I don't think I can smoke this all tonight, man. This sucks. We need Andy here. That's what we need. Andy, come on down, man. Come over.
I know. I'll just quit tomorrow. After I finish this blunt, I'll commit and quit tomorrow.
Yeah, you do that, man. You do that.
You know, if I were to fucking quit, man, I'd have to do the whole rehab thing by now.
You think so? Yeah, you know, I thought about looking into the Marijuana Anonymous or whatever it is, but then that, you know, they just try to push Jesus on you, man. It's a bunch of crap.
Well, they don't have methadone clinics for dope ass.
I remember when I was a young boy, I used to get my weed for $5, a whole ounce for $15.
Wow, man.
We put together a lunch money and we'd skunks chug their milks, and goons smoke a big hooter the size of a
big heater.
Roll up the windows and turn up the ACDC.
Whoever calls it a heater,
man. Has been flashing back ever since.
I don't know, man. Heaters, man. Heaters. I never heard it called a heater before. That's funny. Milkman showing his age here. Shit, dude.
Holy shit.
That's what I'm saying. Hey, man, the CD is going forward. I've edited about one third of it right now. It'll be done, I'd say, in about 2 weeks. I scouted out, you know, today how I'm going to be creating it, and I got some information. So hopefully soon I'll be able to get that in production. Do you think anybody's going to buy the damn CD, man? I don't know. I hate to invest so much in it.
I will.
Good. See, that'd be sold now. Well, you get a free one. Cloned and you and KDK and people like that will get a free one. So we need to get a few suckers out there to buy it.
Okay. Yeah. That's my complimentary one for my collection. I want to buy some for all my friends and relatives and send it out for a Christmas present. They'll say, what have you been doing with your life for the last few years? Absolutely nothing.
Nothing. Listen. Yeah, exactly. Exactly. That's what it is. Yeah, man. Well, hey, it's a great... Hey, not to sound like a an opportunist, but it makes a great Christmas gift, and I'm planning on releasing it probably for $8 a copy. So right there, I don't know, is that too much?
In
what do you
store
think?
Near you, in time for the Christmas holidays.
Yes, at madhouselive.com,
just drop a line of message.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Carlito,
how much does KDK sell his CD? I think he sells this for $10, right? His CDs, I think they're about $10 or $11. I think he sells them. That's
somewhere around there.
That's not worth it. No, I'm kidding. No, seriously, he said he'd sell the CD on his site too. So. Yeah, man. No, I'm kidding. KDK's CD is great. I never heard it, but I've heard his stuff. I've heard a few of his calls, and they're pretty good.
Really?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Clone's got issues with KDK. They don't like each other anymore.
You get your mic muted. Don't be a good boy now, Clone.
Yeah.
That's our sponsor. We love KDK.
Yeah, well, it's okay. We love everybody here. We don't have, except for like two people.
That's right. Almost everybody.
Almost everybody. What do you want, that? You see, I found the three of those. Isn't that cool? Yeah. Inside joke. So, yeah, anything we can talk about before we jump into the pranks? What's been going on? I don't know.
Hey, enjoy your last moments of freedom, everybody, because the Republicans have taken over, and your right to habeas corpus have been removed, and you're no longer going to have to feel like a free person. You just be guilty until proven innocent.
So, hey, okay. So you're saying that habeas corpus is gone, not for everybody. I thought it was just for terrorism suspects or whatever it is. Is that what's going
Anybody's a terrorist now. That's the thing. The definition of a terrorist is anybody they think is a terrorist or want to say is.
So it's going to get to the point where anybody who's under...
They are not allowed to torture, but they are allowed to do tough interrogations, and that's defined by Bush. And that basically is, okay, we won't put a bag in a water over your head, but, you know, all that naked shit and sticking things in your...
Well, they'll do the sleep deprivation
and everything.
And stuff like
that'll all be okay.
Yeah, sleep deprivation and shit like that, you know, that's torture. They say it's not torture, but it is torture, man. You'll go crazy.
I feel for the guys down in Guantanamo, man. Think about
if
them. They're catching hell
for
the
week.
U.S. government.
Yeah, that's true. Clone has a point. Milkman has a point. So it sucks. It sucks, and the world sucks, and our country sucks right now the way it's going, and hopefully the Democrats...
It's 1984.
It is 1984.
Where are you, Big Brother Note?
You are a donkey, Mr. Bush.
There you go. That's for George W. Bush.
That's right, Mr. Bush.
Yeah.
Oh, hey, Carlito, did you hear the latest?
Oh, what?
Speaking of our brother Chavez.
Yes. 7-Eleven. Hang on, let me.
7-Eleven, yes sir.
Is this a crisis or breaking news? Because I have two different diddles for it now. Two different jingles, depending on what you want.
Okay.
Is this a crisis jingle? We'll do the crisis jingle. Or you introduce it here for us.
All right. Breaking news right here on Carlito's Madhouse. Take her away, Carlito.
I thought you were doing... Holy shit. 7-Eleven is dropping Citgo. 7-Eleven drops Citgo, right? So no more Citgo gas being sold at 7-Eleven because Citgo is a Venezuelan oil company.
7-Eleven's taking on their own gas.
That's all that is. They've been working on making
their own fuel brand.
Yeah, they've been wanting to do that for a good 10 years now, I think, so... That's all it is. I mean, they're making it out to be old, so...
Yeah, they started last year, basically. It started last year because of all the uproar and everything about all these Christian fundamentalists out there saying, I'm saying bad things about our president when I'm going to show it showing a weapon.
Man, this is going to be...
Get ready for some really shitty gasoline from 7-Eleven.
I guess. I really like 7-Eleven. It's a good store. You can get a good hot dog there.
By the way, you know that Citgo is our sister company here. We work with Petrovessa, and a lot of the gasoline that goes to Citgo comes right here off this island.
Oh, right. See, what's the point of that? They're affecting the economy of the Virgin Islands, the U.S. territory. Come on, nobody wins in that case.
Big time.
And, well, you can't buy Citgo.
Hey, man, gas stations switch hands all the time. That's okay. They'll just become one out of them.
You know, yeah, you got a point, Clone. They should just become one, company. One government. The government should run it. What do you want, that?
Americanize it, yeah.
They do run it. What are you talking about?
Yeah, I guess to extend.
Halliburton, Cheney.
I don't know. It's sad. It's a sad world.
We hear that Rumsfeld now has record millions in profits for that Tamiflu crap that he was pushing out there for everybody. That bird flu for the last 2 years, it's never happened.
There it is. That's that. Anything else?
We have to ask Crazy Fucker about this. I'm sure he'll give us some good comments.
He'll have a good hour dissertation for us about that. I'm sure he will, dude. I'm positive he will. What was I going to talk about? Well, we got another thing in Columbine. Not Columbine. In Colorado, some guy killed a girl, sexually assaulted a bunch of them.
Molested some girls.
Molested or something. What do you think he did? You think he just diddled them, or did he actually do the deed with them before he killed one? I wonder.
He'd probably fuck them if he's smart.
Yeah. I don't, but how would he do that if you have six
girls?
Come
on, man. If you're gonna kill somebody, of course they're gonna take the cage. Come on. What's the point? Kill them, man. Destroy the evidence.
Yeah, but I'm think he I don't think he got any further than diddling, because how's he gonna stop to do a girl when there's five other ones standing around and he's the only one with a gun? I don't know. Well, he said he had a bomb. I don't know. I'm not making fun of the situation, but I'm just speculating. Maybe he just maybe touched him a little bit. I don't know. Fucking God.
Oh, fuck it, man. Make fun of it.
He's an asshole. That's what I gotta say.
I don't give a shit. They need to strap his on his head and kind of hang him with piano wire off the highest chapel.
Well, he's dead.
Here's an idea that probably wouldn't work.
Yeah.
I say strap every kid with a piece, man, and let him go to school and have fucking fun.
You know what? Survival of the fittest. That's right. Get rid of the stupid ones, And the
end. It's only the strong survive.
Yeah, in the end, the Asian kids will build tunnel systems under the school, and they'll survive. And then the Anglos and everybody else will fight it out on top of the school, and then they'll come and take over afterwards. Right, Milkman? You being of Asian descent, that's how it works.
Actually, what will happen then is that what's left of the human race will have to go underground, and they'll turn into cannibals, And the people that are left on the surface of this world, then the meek shall rule and inherit the earth.
Speaking of Asians, did you see Survivor, the end?
Great.
Next week?
Great.
The guy climbed up the tree and fucking...
Yeah.
Got the baby bird and was going to eat it?
Yeah, I saw that. That's kind of sickening. But whatever. That's what he wants to do. I'm back into Asians in this thing. I really think the Asians are going to pull through with the win. They're no longer on the same, they merged tribes. They split up the tribes. It's not by race anymore. So, but whatever. It's still a good show. They got my attention. I haven't watched the show
Asians
in a long
time.
The
one with the hidden immunity, too.
Yeah. That's something. The two Koreans.
Well, they had to do something. They had to prey upon the haters out there that would watch just to say, hey, so-and-so's going to lose. And then by the time you see it's all rigged and everything, you're suckered in like an idiot and watching the next episode. Yeah. It's a brilliant move.
I know. Whatever. As long as people watch and watch the commercials, and that's all they want, guys. But I have a DVR, so I skip
it. Holy shit, I just had an epiphany.
I don't know. That's at the end. That's what it's going to be. Anyway,
I recommend Looney Tunes.
You can't watch. They don't even give Looney Tunes anywhere anymore, man. I don't think you can watch that anymore. Where can you watch Looney Tunes?
I know, it sucks, man. Not even Cartoon Network.
I know, even Cartoon. Yeah, nobody carries Bugs Bunny or Daffy Duck anymore, man. I mean, the kids being.
Well, Warner had had rights on it, so they probably have just stuck it away somewhere, you know, and it's just motoring away.
They had to bring it
all
back.
All great episodes.
I know, it's sad. Okay. Well, we have numbers, man. We have numbers to call. We have a phone card. We have two, man. We got, guess what? Mary Menzies, we can call her tonight because Lonesome Loser hooked us up with the phone card. He did. Anyway.
Hey, Lonesome Loser, the hardest working man in DCU.
I saw us doing a prank call.
God bless the Lonesome Loser.
Yes, that's right. Hey, he's sending a bunch of stuff here. Let me tell you real quick. Give you the rundown here. This is in the chat room. You can join the chat room by heading to PCUradio.com. You can also join the chat room by going to MadhouseLive.com and clicking on the Listen Join link at the top of the page. He's sending a number for Super Friends. We also have Midtown Restaurant. Some guy named Nick keeps calling myself from this place looking for some bitch named Nikki. So maybe call looking for Nick's
hand. Oh, we got to mess him up.
yeah, we got that. We got Packer Expeditions. We got La Sex Shop here. We got a soul food restaurant.
Packer Expeditions.
We got Brothers Chinese Restaurant. Imagine that. We've got Victoria's Secret, two of them.
Yo, man.
Yeah. We've got, here we go. Tel Aviv Kosher Meats, Deli, and Liquor. That's something right there. Tel Aviv Kosher Meats, Deli, and Liquor. Quit burping, you bastard. We also have a 7-Eleven that we can call. We have Sanford and Son.
That's enough of that, Glenn.
Look at this. Sanford and Son Antiques and Auctions. That's something right there.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's what they call it now. It used to be trash.
Love Sanford and Son.
Yeah. Wah, 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 wah. And yeah, we got our Walmarts here. We got our Burger Kings, our Walmarts in Hawaii, and all that stuff. We got a few numbers in Alaska. Big up to Alaska. Represent, Nome. It's all
represent.
Good. Represent. AK.
Yeah.
Yeah. Word up.
AK 47, man. 47, man.
That's right. That's right. That's right. Milkman, you said you had a number for Tom Green, right? You have his phone number, and we also have Mary Menzies coming up. Also here.
Man, there you go. Let's call Mary Menzies. It's still early. It's only 10:30.
That's right.
She may only be in her jammies now.
Maybe. Yeah, she.
We need to check back in and report with her.
Yeah, I don't think that lady sleeps.
But remember, she's a nice, old, helpful granny friend of yours. Yeah. You don't want to provoke her and say anything nasty. Oh, she is a friend of the Madhouse.
She is a friend. She's a good friend. She's our best friend, everybody. The best friend of the Madhouse.
She is your mentor. Awesome. An advisor.
Oh, yeah, real quick, I have written down here. I forgot to mention, I have an announcement. The name of the new CD, we've come up with it. Milkman, you made it up, so why don't you go ahead and tell everybody what it's going to be.
All right. What's your fat ass been up to lately?
What's your fat ass been up to lately? That's not it. Is that it? Oh, shit.
That's it.
Oh, that sucks.
What a bomb.
Is that what you ordered?
That was a good one.
Is that what you ordered, seriously? Oh, man.
I ordered it, man. Oh, what's your fat ass been up to lately, man?
No, I thought it was, how's your fat ass doing? I like that one better. That's going to be
it. Oh, okay.
Right.
How's your fat ass been doing?
Huh? How's your fat ass doing, or how's your
reorder,
fat ass
reorder.
Yeah, cancel that. Stop the presses. Stop the presses, everybody. We need to get that reprinted. Okay, anyway, let's call somebody.
Oh, I got a joke.
All right, a joke from Clone Homegrown.
How do you know Steve Irwin wasn't wearing suntan lotion?
How do you know Steve Irwin wasn't wearing suntan lotion?
Because the razor, what got to him?
Okay. That's weak sauce. The razor, what got to him? I guess that's, it did him in. A lot quicker than cancer would, man. That's something right there. Poor Steve Irwin, you know, what can you do? Haven't they buried that guy yet? They keep burying him.
God rest his soul.
Every day I turn on the TV.
Finally, 3 weeks after.
God, and I'm telling you, every time I turn on the TV, like, another funeral service for Steve Irwin today, and it's like,
Well, you know that they're going to do is they're going to split his body up into portions, and for each type of animal they tortured and tormented, they're going to feed a piece of that to him in tribute.
Wow.
Alligators will hit his head.
Feed it to a crowd. You know?
I guess. Clone, you feeling better? I know you were sick earlier in the week, like KDK. I know you guys were kissing and You guys got, what's got?
Yeah, I had a doctor's appointment today. They said it was probably a torn esophagus, and,
Oh, that's not good.
We'll see.
Any painkillers for that, man?
No.
Yeah, you gotta do that. No matter what, you gotta just say, oh my god, the pain is so bad, I need Percocet or something. You always, I mean, I can go in for dandruff
just
and I'll say,
down on the floor.
Man.
Oh!
Yeah, but painkillers are painkillers, man.
Damn, man.
Damn painkillers, man. It's fun. I gotta get off of that. Anyway, all right, seriously, let's do a prank call here. We'll call Mary Menzies next.
Mary Menzies.
Well, let me call this one first. I want to call the Tel Aviv
it's
Kosher
getting late,
Meats.
Bro.
I'll call her next. Don't worry. We got plenty of time. We're early. We'll call the Tel Aviv Kosher Meats Deli and Liquor.
10:30 here already.
Oh, wow. She can wake her ass up. I'll wake her up. She has time for me, man.
She's going to bed.
She has time for me. And here comes the first prank call of the night. Let me find a fucking song to play here. Hang on. Right. Back after this.
I was zoned off in the ring.
Jeez. I know, I was probably one ring away from that working.
Mary Menzies calling you.
All right, Mary Menzies is asking us to call. And there's, you got Tom's home number. Oh, that's funny. Tom Green's home phone number. Awesome. What's the best one to call, Milkman? Okay, I see here. I got it. Never mind. Same number. Okay. Hang on, folks. We're going to try
Mary
again.
Call Mary because it's too early for Tom.
All right, let's call Old Lady Mary.
Hello?
Hello, Mary? Hello, Mary?
Hello?
Mary?
Uh-huh.
Hey, it's Carlito. How are you?
Okay.
I'm sick. Mary.
Uh-huh.
Are you there?
Yeah, I'm on a long distance call.
Oh, with who?
A friend of mine.
Oh, okay. Okay. How old is she?
What?
How old is she?
She's an elderly person.
Oh, no, you know, I can go old, that's fine.
Uh-huh.
Alright, Mary, I'll call you back later, whatever.
Okay.
I need your help, but whatever, fine. Bye, Mary.
Jeez. Kill me, Milkman.
Dun, dun, dun.
Oh, man.
We'll call her back in a little bit. She done invited you to call back.
Yeah, she didn't even answer, though. I don't know. We'll see. She didn't respond to that when I said.
Wish I could find my harmonica, but I think my wife hit it.
You have a harmonica?
Yeah, I got a harmonica.
Yeah, that's cool. When'd you get it? How long?
I got me a guitar, dude.
Oh, look at you, Milkman, and you. Yeah, we got two guitar players and a trumpet player here. You know, we can start a band, man. We got to get the band back together,
all right?
Something.
Yeah, do something. We'll do a track for the new CD or something. We'll call it something.
Well, who's gonna be playing the skin flute?
That'll be Athena. That's
I mean.
We can bring Frank Master in on it.
Yeah, Frank Master. Katie Kane, Keith.
And the bagpipes.
I guess. Yeah, man.
Who
yeah.
The ball sack.
Yeah. All right. Well, we're going to try again. I guess I'm going to call here. Let's see. I'm going to call that 7-Eleven.
Sanford and Son?
Okay, we can do that.
Yeah.
Then we'll call the 7-Eleven. I'm going to call these people early, make sure they're still around.
Confirmed, I sent in to you right here in Google.
Okay. All right. We'll call that next. All right, I see that's coming. Good deal. I got that. All right, we're going to call Sanford and Son Antiques.
Famous one.
We're going to call the Sanford and Son Antiques first.
All right. I love this song.
Your name, Sanford and Son.
Hey, may I speak with Sanford and or Son, please?
May I ask in regards to?
In regards to the deal for the fleet.
Okay, could you hold, please?
Sure.
Social engineering.
Hi,
how you doing? This is Sanford?
Pardon me?
This is Sanford.
This is Sanford and Son?
No, I need to speak to either Sanford or his son.
There is no Sanford here.
Look, I only go through the boss, Honey Bunny, all right? Can you please get the old
listen,
man?
Listen, Honey Bunny, this is the boss.
What's your name?
No, what is your name?
Excuse me, I'm calling about the fleet. You guys are past due on your payments for these antiques, ma'am.
Have no idea what you're talking about.
We're calling from the Fleet Center downtown.
Have no idea what you're talking about.
Okay, well, you have a few articles of our antiques over there that you've been holding for a while.
Nope, I only buy my own.
Woman, let me speak to Mr. Sanford, please.
There is only myself.
And who's the son?
There is no son. Fred and Lamont.
It's
a joke.
Is the son like your lesbian lover? What's her?
You are a freak.
What's her name?
What a faggot.
That was funny.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. She called me a faggot.
The bears are scratching at the honey now.
She even said Fred and Lamont.
Hello? Hello? Hello?
What the fuck? He hung up yet.
Sorry, they star 69, so I was trying to mess with them. Anyway. That was kind of funny, guys. Good deal. We need to call her back.
Oh, okay. Well, don't forget to block it.
No, I do block it, dude. It's fine. If she calls back, she calls back. Well, what's the problem over there? What's the cat doing? Fucking cat. This cat over here, he loves jingling the front door with his two paws, so it sounds like someone's trying to break into the house at 3 o'clock in the morning, and it scares the shit out of you.
Because
we'll be sleeping, and all of a sudden we hear like someone trying to force open the door, and I'll run out, and it's the cat staring at the cat will be staring at it, and I caught him doing it the other day. He likes jiggling it on purpose, I think because he gets attention for it. He's a fucking bastard. A cat. He's getting put in the shower again. He was when you weren't here, when you were at class.
Put up your video camera and put it on the night vision and then film it. And then you'll bust him.
Yes, and then we'll show him the evidence. Nunu has...
make a video clip on it and put it right there on the site.
Nunu says that he sent in a number here for Sonny Landham. He was in the movie Predator and 48 Hours, also in a porn movie. Who is that guy?
Great idea.
I have no idea who that is.
That's the Indian dude.
The Indian dude?
In
Predator?
Predator.
I didn't see Predator, though. I don't think I've ever seen Predator. That's with Arnold, I know, and Apollo Creed's in there, right?
That's a great movie.
Apollo Creed and Arnold. Hang on, I think we're getting a call from either Zola or Dr. Lego.
Jesus Christ, you're on the air.
Yeah, you know, I'm a little fucking sick of your You got a big fucking mouth, and you're rude, and you're vulgar to people, and it's really just fucking insensitive, and I don't like it.
You're a fucking Jew, and we're even.
Happy Rosh Hashanah.
Rosh Hashanah to you. What's up, man? Happy New Year, bro. How you doing?
How you doing, man?
I'm all right, man. We're just trying to do our thing here. How's everything with you, man? Good show Monday, by the way. I enjoyed it.
Oh, yeah, until I got fucking booted off by somebody. I wonder who did that.
I think, man, maybe the... Yeah, because, I mean, you're right there. You know if the stream took a shit, right? And it didn't take a shit.
Well, the stream didn't take a shit, and I stayed connected to your stream. So I would think, you know, somebody kicked me, and that's when, as soon as I changed the password, didn't seem to have any problems, you know what
right.
I mean?
Yeah, who had it out there? Hunter doesn't have it anymore. Nobody should have it.
I'm not going to point my finger at anybody, but...
Thank finger.
I know Frank Murphy did a show the night before or something, and he had the password. And then, you know, he called up trying to, like, blame it on Zolar.
Really?
So, you know, and look, I got nothing against that kid, you know, but I don't know. It just was too bizarre. I've never dropped a stream like that before.
No, that's bullshit. He did it on purpose, dude. That's all it is, you know.
Yeah, we're just trying to get Zolar in.
Well, he was the first person to say that it was Zolar in the chat room when it happened, dude. You know it was him. You know he did it. He's like, I'm going to do this.
Yeah, so, you know, whatever, dude.
Yeah.
I mean, you know what?
Stupid. We're on to your game, Prankmaster. I'll say it. Fuck it, man.
I don't hate the kid, but he's fucking, you know, sometimes he's crazy. Anyway, whatever, but I had a good time doing the show, and you know, whatever, dude. It is what it is. Sometimes you get a good one, you know, sometimes you don't.
Sometimes you don't, I know.
You know, just, I supposedly, you know, High Pitch Eric is coming to my house. I have a gig Saturday night.
Right.
But I told him he could come to my house, and he wants to do a show from, like, 6 to 8 on Saturday night, a special, like, early edition Prank the World show, and he's going to do it with Dale and Sales.
That's great, dude. That sounds fun.
So you and Dale and
no,
Eric?
No, I'm out.
You're
I'm
out.
In it.
So just Eric and Dale and Zales then?
Yep.
Okay, all right.
So it should be interesting.
Saturday 6 to 8? Okay.
Something like that. He's going to start at 5 and go to 8 or start at 6 and go to 8.
Okay, we'll figure it out. I'm sure.
Yeah, I'll let everyone know in the chat room. Before.
Yeah, man. If you find, let me know and I'll spread the word Saturday too. I'll be here.
Yeah, awesome. Awesome. So how's everything else? Anything I could do for you?
Yeah, you want to do a prank call? That's
sure.
What you can do for us. You have any requests? I've got a few things here.
Can you get me a McDonald's? I'm looking for a McDonald's.
McDonald's in Anchorage or Alaska. We got a McDonald's in Alaska. We'll call it
all
out
right,
here.
Give me that one.
This one is in Anchorage, okay?
Okay.
And, yeah, we'll do that next. Here comes Lego with a call. Hang on, bitches.
McDonald's. As you call them, they call you when they need some trees for the blunt, to cheese for the front. I found a way to get peace of mind.
Yeah, hey, how you doing? Hello?
Hello?
Yeah, hi, how are you?
Good.
My name is Jake. I was in there a little while ago. Hello? Hello?
Yeah.
Yeah, are you there? Are you listening to me?
Yeah, I can barely hear you, though.
Alright, well listen, I was in there a little while, you know, the connection's probably all fucked up. Listen, I was in there a little while ago and I had a little bit of a problem.
Uh-huh.
Remember a couple of years ago you guys had that lawsuit because the lady spilled the hot coffee and burnt her leg?
Yeah.
Alright. Well, I had a similar kind of issue, only kind of like the opposite thing. I ordered one of those frozen milkshakes you guys got, and I put it between my legs, and I'm driving away. By the time I got home, my balls were frozen. Now I gotta procreate. I can't procreate tonight.
He's fucking gone. I'm an asshole. Yeah, last one. What's wrong with that guy? He's like, huh? What?
Come on,
huh?
That was a good prank. I was going somewhere with that.
It was good, yeah, and he hung up. He's like, huh?
You know, it's just, you can't, when somebody don't play along, if they don't play along, play along.
You want to try Burger King instead? I got
one. Give me a Burger King.
Okay, hang on, dude. Well, we got one McDonald's, if you prefer, but we'll do a Burger King. Hang on, this isn't Fairbanks. Hang on.
They're getting robbed.
I guess so. They're getting robbed or some shit.
What's going on with these people?
What's going on with the fucking world today? You can't get through to McDonald's. Hang on, we'll try one more.
I dropped my apple pie on the floor and I need to know what to do. Hold up, son. Word.
I don't know what the hell's going on, Lego, as usual.
You're striking out on me, dude.
Yeah, I don't know. We're taking a shit here, dude. Lego, you're going to... Yeah, any other announcements? Saturday show? Anything else you want to promote out there?
I would just like to announce that... hey, did you hear my new song?
You knew what? Song?
Did you hear my new song?
Which one was it? Did you play it Monday?
Yeah, I played it on Monday.
I heard...
I got cut off because I got knocked off the air, but... I played it again. It was the one about, prank the world.com.
Okay, yeah, I did that one. And you also played the I'm Going to Legoland one, too, yeah.
Yeah, I played at the beginning of every show now.
Yeah, sounded good in stereo, by the way. Thanks for going on there, dude. I enjoyed that.
Yeah, me too. Thank you for, hooking us up with that.
Whatever.
And, you know, whatever, man. I'm going to let you get back to your shit and do your fucking thing because you're a funny motherfucker.
All right, brother, man. We'll take care of yourself. Good luck in all your shit, and we'll hear you on Monday.
Got
thanks for calling in, man.
Lego.
Dr. Lego. The nefarious Dr.
On
Lego.
PCUs.
That's right. Who is,
fucking Lego.
Who is the sunny guy? I'm trying to remember something. I know he's in, and I don't remember seeing him. What do I got to go with here?
He's in Predator, man. The first one.
He's in the first Predator.
They're in the jungle. He's the Indian.
Okay, all right. I'm trying to find him here on IMDb right quick. Actually, yeah, Nunu sent me a link.
He gets killed somewhere early.
Oh, he's one of the first people to get killed. Huh. Okay. Well, we'll try that.
He's the one that's hunting, remember?
Yeah, Nunu, if you can get me George Takei's number right quick, I'd appreciate that so we can call him also. But we'll do another prank call then. We're going to call that Sonny fucking guy. Sonny Landham. Right. Okay, we'll be right back after this, folks. Next prank call's coming up.
He look like a Roman sail. Hello? Sonny.
Hello.
Sonny, how are you doing?
Doing fine.
Son of boy, how are you? Hey, look, Mr. Landham.
Yes.
Is it Mr. Landham? Is it Mr.?
Yes, Sonny Landham, yes.
Oh, hey. Good boy. Excellent. Hey, sir, I'm a big fan of your material. I'm hoping they didn't catch you at a bad time.
No, I'm just in bed recuperating from a heart attack, so...
Oh, really? Did you get a bypass?
I'm going to have a triple bypass, yeah.
A triple? Oh, that's nothing. I have four bypass, a quadruple bypass, man.
Oh, where are you?
Myself, I'm in Hawaii right now. I'm on the beach right now, staying at my third house.
Oh.
Yeah, you know, we worked together on 48 Hours, and I also bumped into you at the the Sluts movie.
And the what?
In the Sluts movie.
Yeah.
Yeah, my name Jack Valente. You don't remember me, sir?
Yes, I remember you, Jack.
How you been doing, brother?
Been doing fine. What you doing in what are you doing in Hawaii?
And we're kind of shooting a pilot for a new TV show.
Right.
And we had a good idea. There's going to be an alien who's going to be loose inside the rainforest here in Hawaii. I don't know if you ever heard of the Palua rainforest. It's like one of the it's the only rainforest in the United States, you know?
Right.
Over here. It's where they filmed Jurassic Park, sir.
Yeah, I'm familiar with that.
Okay, so I don't know if you remember the movie Jurassic Park, but we actually have the actual buildings and all are out here still. We're using that as a set. And this alien's going to be loose, and we needed to kill someone in the first 5 minutes of the pilot, and we were thinking about bringing you back for it.
So you figured the easy guy's best dies most.
I'm sorry, sir, what?
Well, he who dies the most, me.
Yeah, exactly. Well, that's what I'm saying. You're an icon, and you're well-known for this, so...
when were you thinking of doing this, Jay?
We might fly out here for about 3 weeks, and it's probably going to be around sometime right before Halloween.
Right before what?
Right before Halloween, so probably the first Monday before... you know, the last Monday of October, we're looking at possibly flying you out for a good 3 weeks.
All right, well, now, I'll tell you what. Do you have my email?
No, what is that, sir?
It is Sonny, S-O-N-N-Y.
Right.
Landham, L-A-N-D-H-A-M.
Okay.
At Altel, A-L-L-T-E-L.
Right.
.net.
I'll tell. Okay, so Sonny Landon, L-A-N-D-O-N.
No, L-A-N-D-H-A-M.
Oh.
You know, it's spelled like Landham, L-A-N-D-H-A-M.
Oh, you're not Michael Landon's brother?
No.
Oh, we got the wrong guy. Oh, I'm sorry, sir. I thought you were Michael Landon's brother, Sonny Landon.
No, I was the one that did Predator 48 Hours.
Predator 40. Oh, we have the wrong guy. Oh, okay. Are you the guy in the Apollo Creed? The guy from the Rocky movie?
No. I wasn't Apollo Creed. That was Carl Weathers.
Carl Weathers, yeah. Oh, okay. Oh, I think we wanted either Carl Weathers or Sonny Landon.
Say, I'm Sonny Landon.
Oh, you're Sonny Landon?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, can you give us make it sound like you're dying real quick, and I don't know, we'll see if we can go with you instead.
Well, I mean, you know what, I'm dying.
No, but just go like, like that.
But you see 48 Hours, right?
Yeah, I saw that.
And you saw Predator.
Yeah, hey, what did it sound like when you had your heart attack?
I passed out.
You didn't make any noise?
Not to my knowledge.
Did you say, like, I'm having chest pains or anything?
Well, you know, we are at 11. No, it just hit me.
Oh, just, okay.
You know, we're at 11 o'clock back here, Jack.
Okay. Mr. Valenti, please.
Pardon?
Mr. Valenti, please. Mr. Valenti.
All right. We have a the website is Sonnylandon. Sonnylandon.
Got it.
No, Landham.
Landham. Okay.
It's spelled like Landham.
Landham. Oh, okay. I got you. All right. All right.
That's at .com.
Okay.
And website. I mean, not the website. The email is Sonny Sonny Landham Landham at
.net. I got you. Hey, let me ask you a question. Why haven't you added "They Are All Sluts" to your website?
What?
You haven't added the Sluts movie to your website.
The slut movie.
Yeah, the porno you did in the 70s. They're all sluts.
Yeah, they're all kind of movies on there. I mean, I don't have to add anything. They're all.
Well, I say you do. I say you do, sir.
They're all put on there.
Well,
tell you what you do.
I'm the president of the internet, sir.
All right. Well, you call me. You either give me a call tomorrow or leave me an email.
Okay.
And you get in touch.
Okay.
Because I've just gotten out of the hospital.
Oh
and,
no.
I don't feel like, you know, having a discussion.
I know. Well, look, man, I'll tell you what. We know we lost your brother in 92. We don't want to lose you, too, so you take care of yourself, okay?
All right. Thank you, and God bless you.
All right, sir. That guy's old and crazy.
Oh, my God.
You may want to add that to the CD.
I might want to, yeah. He's old as shit. God, that guy's old as hell. Like,
that was good.
Yeah. I wish I remembered him.
And he's so funny, he would let us call him back.
He would, yeah. I feel bad. I shouldn't have made fun of the heart attack, you know? But that was funny stuff.
You'll have to go rent it now.
Now I gotta watch Predators and that porno. Oh, yeah. Athena, make that so, okay? Find that porno. She's against porno, Athena. She doesn't like me.
48 sluts per hour.
Whatever it is, man. So that was fun. Thank you, Nunu, for that. Good idea. Good work. Did we get George Takei's number yet?
Yay, Sir Nunu! Yay!
Have we gotten George Takei's? Yes, thank you. Have we gotten George Takei's phone number yet, I wonder? Let me check the, no.
Please send in George Takei's number.
I'll get it. I'll have to hit the old Madhouse archives here for a second, and I will find it in just a moment. Takei, right?
We'll purge the number.
Here we go. I have it right here. Matter of fact, no, I don't.
You lied.
I thought I did. Oh, no, he's giving me the number.
Liar.
I think I'm spelling it wrong. Maybe that's what it is. How do you spell Takei? T-A-I-E. That's not right.
T-A-K-E-I.
T-A-K-E-I. Well, I know he's given it to me before. I don't know why it's not coming up now. Well, holy shit, that's something. Eh, whatever. Well, Nunu, help me out, man. I know you have George Takei's number there. Takei, however you pronounce it. I'll try one more thing here. I try to figure that out.
It had been on our 420 stuff.
Is that what it was? Oh, I see. I think I think Nunu just spells it wrong. It's T-A-K-A-I. That's how he spells it, I think. Okay, here we go. I got it.
Way to slow up the show, Nunu.
Yeah. No, this is
fucking
fine.
Pommy.
Fucking Pommy bastard. I got it here. In L.A.
Hey, Sir Nunu's cool, man. He's a friend of the Madhouse.
He tries his best. That's funny. Yeah, he's sending it in, too, at the same time. Don't give Nunu any shit, man. All right, we're going to try to call George Takei. I have an idea for...
I was just fucking around. Chill out.
Yeah, no, we're cool. On the Howard Stern show 2 days ago that he ejaculated when he was holding on to another man while he was riding a motorcycle when he was younger. Like, just riding the bike, he had a big explosion in his pants, he says. So I'm going to offer him a job with Harley-Davidson as a consequence. Let's see if he goes for it. I don't know. Let's see if he picks up. I don't know. He should be there by now. He went left to go back home 2 days ago. Damn it, are you guys there? You listening to me? I'm talking.
What?
Jesus,
eh?
Man. Huh? What?
Hey, what's that you say, Sonny?
Did you hear something, old man?
You guys are asses.
Yeah.
Alright, let's try to call Dirk.
Some of that old gangster ass shit, you know what I'm saying? Some shit I can just kick
try
back
hard.
Smoke a fat ass joint too, you know what I'm saying?
Hello.
Mr. Decay?
Yes.
Hi, Jack Valenti with Harley Davidson Incorporated. How are you doing, sir?
Just fine.
Excellent, sir. I just want to let you know, we received a few emails regarding an appearance I guess you did on some radio show where you spoke about an embarrassing incident that you had on a motorcycle. And we're just curious to know if you're interested in possibly shooting a magazine ad and possibly maybe a print ad in the newspaper for Harley Davidson regarding it.
could you talk to my agent about that?
What's her name?
It's him.
Him?
It's a he.
Oh, man, you have a man agent?
Yes.
Oh, Mr. Davidson has a strict rule about dealing with women.
Oh, he does.
Yeah, he doesn't...
Well, there are women in the agency as well.
Yeah.
It's the Buchwald Agency.
Okay.
And my agent is Michael Greenwald, but there is a Julia Buchwald if you rather work with a woman.
Okay. It just, you know, women are more intimidable, you know?
Intimidatable.
Whatever it is, yeah, man. Whatever you say, man.
So talk to my agency.
Okay. Hey, man, you did a great show on the show this week, man. We loved
you. Well, thank you.
And you have very nice lips.
Well, thank you.
All right, baby, I love you.
Thank you.
I love you.
Bye-bye.
I love you. I love George Takei. He'll never admit to my love, ever. I never get to hear
him. I love his fucking voice.
Yes.
Yes.
He's great.
Exactly.
Yeah. He's
Adam
something.
Adam poses a centerfold
yeah.
in Chopper's magazine as a joy boy.
Yeah, anyway. Poor George Takei. Takei. Yeah.
I love you.
Poor George Takei. All right, we did that. What's next, guys? Any ideas? Any bright ideas?
Call man.
Oh, man.
Call back Mary right now. It's time to call back.
You think so?
Last call for Mary.
I don't want to bother her, though. No, she's busy.
11. She's off the phone for now.
I think. I want to try to...
This distance, she ain't going to be on there that long.
I'm going to try to call Sanford and Son.
You'd be surprised.
I'm a good woman again.
We already talked to Sanford and Son.
Call her back. Give her some more shit. What's the problem?
Oh, okay.
Who makes the decisions here, sir? I do.
That's right.
Hello there.
Please enter the number.
Number joined.
Do you hear that alarm? Where's that alarm coming from outside? Sounds like a prison break or something.
Yeah, setting off the car alarm.
Hello, Sanford and Son.
Pardon me?
Mr. Sanford?
What?
Mr. Sanford, please.
That's a trick. What? Which phone have we got?
Oh.
Well, then here. What? Who is he?
What the hell? Fucking all types of confusion over there. Jeez.
It's a trick.
Fucking Star Wars. It's a trap! Jesus, man. Relax. Just prank calling you. Like, it's a trick! Whose phone is this? Fucking Mr. Sanford is a moron. Mr. Sanford! Okay, coming up next on Madhouse Radio, we'll be prank calling...
You should have soundboarded those fucker.
Yeah? Yeah, I gotta keep
Fred
calling George
Takei.
Yeah, that's funny. But that fucking other guy was a trip, man. That Indian guy, whatever. Is he native?
Yeah.
Is he reservation Indian or 7-Eleven Indian, Milkman?
He's
oh, Milkman's muted. I didn't even know Milkman. Hey, Milkman, I'm off mute now. Hello.
Huh? Hello?
Jesus, God, I'm sorry. I forgot to unmute you. I'm sorry. That guy that we called earlier, Mr. Landham, Sonny Landham.
He's reservation Indian.
He's a reservation Indian, clone says. Is that correct? Okay, Milkman's just not going to talk now, I guess.
Yes, we're at the powwows.
Powwows, okay, alright. I wonder if it's Cherokee or what. Thug Mansion Studio. Well, that's awesome, dude. Let's call Thug Mansion Studio, guys. That's a plan.
Right.
TikTok, bitch!
Time is money.
Moving right along.
My gosh. You hear that? That's going on outside.
Call Mary and I'll get Tom's number.
It's the end of the world as we know it.
Something's going on out there, and I'm
Mary's
not...
number still.
Mary Menzies' number? Yeah, I do. I haven't gotten rid of it yet. Hang on, let me get some music going here. Okay. I think you got rid of it. You might have to send it again because you kind of filled everything up here. Oh, here we go. Okay, I got the number here. We're gonna call. Let me call Mary Menzies first. Okay, and then we'll call after that. We'll call Tom Green. All right. Good deal. Excellent.
Great.
Yay.
Yeah.
Yay, everybody.
Hey, call in is Jack Masterson, and this time you got a wet problem. Introduce him, Carlito.
Well, I tried to, but she wouldn't listen.
Yeah, suicide problem.
I guess.
Yeah, I know.
She doesn't listen to me. She doesn't pay attention.
Hello?
Hello,
Where's Mary?
Hello?
Where's Mary?
I can't hear you.
Where is Mary?
Oh, you got the wrong number.
Who is this man? Are you Jamaican? Yes. Sir? What the hell kind of islander did I call? Yeah.
Are you calling the wrong number, dude?
No, man. You're not here.
Who?
No, man. Not here. Nunu is giving us the story of Sonny Landham in the chat room. You should join PCRadio.com or MadhouseLive.com. Rather, you should go there, either one of the two, and then join the chat room. It's simple to do, damn it. No excuse why you should not be in a chat room with a whole bunch of people in there. Milkman, how many people are in that chat room right now, man?
Man, right now we've got about 55, and
no,
we're already gone.
No, we don't. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, 21, 22, 23, 24, 25, 26, 27, 28, 29, 30, 31, 32, 33, 34, 35, 36, 37, 38, 39, 40, 41, 42, 43, 44, 45, 46, 47, 48, 49, 50, 51, 52, 53, 54, 55, 56, 57, 58, 59, 60, 61, 62, 63, 64, 65, 66, 67, 68, 69, 70, 71, 72, 73, 74, 75, 76, 77, 78, 79, 80, 81, 82, 83, 84, 85, 86, 87, 88, 89, 90, 91, 92, 93, 94, 95, 96, 97, 98, 100, 101, 102, 103, 104, 105, 106, 107, 108, 109, 110, 111, 112, 113, 114, 115, 116, 117, 118, 119, 120, 121, 122, 123, 124, 125, 126, 127, 128, 129, Okay, 26. Thank you very much. The fastest counter here is Clone Homegrown. All right, Clone, you get a gold star. Good work, man.
Woo! Oh. Celebrate.
Yeah, man. Call Tom Green real quick, and we'll try Mary Menzies again for Milkman. Oh, man, I'm going to miss Smoking Pot. I have a bad feeling about it.
Celebration, come on.
You're going to like the money better.
I don't know. Look how happy Clone is, man.
Money's nice, man. Man, all the money I had up wasted on smoking weed, man. I got like...
Tony Martin Bull.
I took
it for medicinal reasons, though.
The mailbox is full, and there is not enough space to leave a message.
What the hell?
To send a message to another subscriber, enter the area code and...
I guess he's on the phone, and he has a voicemail, and the voicemail is full. How many people listen to that crap show of his anyway, that bastard? Stupid motherfucker.
Hell, I don't know, man.
One too many for sure. 3, 4, 5, 6, 7.
All right. Mary, you're so contrary.
All right, guys. Come on. Knock it off. Enough of you two. We're going to call someone else.
There's
then.
A skater on my Peter. Knock it off.
Did I ever call the 7-Eleven? No, I didn't. I'm going to call him next. Hang on. Try that.
There's a skater in the Peter.
Nothing happened. Remember that guy was like, what?
That was McDonald's, I thought.
There's a dozen of my cousin. Can't you hear them bastards buzzing? There's a skater on my Peter. Knock it off.
Smoke weed every day.
All right, hang on.
We miss you, Carlito.
Hi, 7-Eleven. Chrissy speaking.
Gazizza, how you doing?
Hi.
Gazizza?
Who's this?
This is Gazizza, John Gazizza.
Oh, for this is 7-Eleven. Do you have the right number?
Yeah, I'm looking for my son, Mr. Gazizza, David Gazizza. That's why I asked for Gazizza.
Gazizza?
Yeah.
Is that you? What's your son's name?
David Gazizza.
David? Is your name David? Do you have any David in here?
Ask for the last name.
Oh, David Gazizza? No, we don't have anybody by that name in here.
The hell you say, woman?
Yeah.
Here, let me tell you something. I'm not very happy the fact that you guys... Do you guys have Citgo Gas over there?
What is that?
Citgo Gas. Is that what you use, Citgo?
No.
What do you use? Royal Palm?
No.
Pineapple Brothers?
No.
What kind of gas do you have there? Is it Citgo? Don't lie to me, woman.
We don't have any gas here. We're just a convenience store.
What's the country of origin of your conveniences?
Papua. Hilo, Hawaii.
Hilo? What kind of country is that? No, United States.
Yeah.
Please speak to your manager, please.
My manager is not here.
Is there a man that I can speak to there, please?
No.
Come on, all women work in there?
Yes, all women work here.
That's what the problem is. That's what the problem is. I said that's what the problem is.
Why?
Because when women are working, they don't ever do anything right. You're not even selling gas because you're all women.
Excuse me?
I bet you. If a man was in charge, you guys would be selling gasoline. Huh?
And what is your name?
My name, I told you, is Michael Gazizza.
Okay, bye, Michael Gazizza.
I love you.
Damn women.
What a little twat.
Whatever. Yeah, she's a little fireball, that one right there.
She's a little fireball.
Yeah, I'm telling you, she got all...
Excuse me?
She got all wound up, man. Jeez. Watch out with her.
She got her little snakehead moving there, you know.
Yeah, she was ready to take a bite out of my ass, I'll tell you what.
Don't try Mary now. Let's try Mary.
Oh, God, fucking Mary. All right, we'll try one more. Man, don't tell me again to get this woman, because she's not cooperating anymore with us, apparently.
Dial the right number, damn it.
Whatever. Your fucking details.
All right.
I sit alone in my four-cornered room, staring at candles.
Hello.
Man, who is this, man?
Hey, listen, motherfucker.
Hey.
You dialing this fucking number, okay? I don't know who the fuck you are. You understand what I'm saying? But guess what? If you don't call and ask who the fuck is this, you don't know who the fuck you want to speak to, right? So guess what?
What are you doing with my woman?
Fuck off and don't dial the number anymore.
Where's Mary, you bumblefly?
Hey, listen.
He's gone. Well, I guess we're not going to talk to Mary Menzies anymore. What the hell is that all about? Jeez.
Who is that mad ass nigga?
Yeah, I'm saying he's a fucking uppity nigga. God damn it, boy.
I'm trying to get more of those, man.
Yeah. Okay, well, that didn't work out apparently. Who are we going to call next?
That was great, man.
That was funny. I don't know what happened
to her cuss out list.
How many? Every time I call, it's Friendly Mary. This time she's probably just, you know, getting the phone to her son or something. That's funny. We need to get Great Scott over there is what we gotta do. Great Scott would be hilarious calling her. Lion Pump and Hump. I have no idea what that is. Lion Pump and Hump. Huh. Okay. We got the Dong Boo comic store. Weird Wally's over here.
Carly, somebody sent me a message.
What?
They're asking me how to join the chat from your site, dude.
Go to the homepage. You click on Listen Join, and in the center of the page, it tells you right there. Just follow the flashing icon. It's a little box that says PCU Chat. You click there, and it takes you right there, man. Easy to do. Anybody can freaking do that, you know?
Yeah, or you can just go to IRC.net.
That's about as good as Milkman does with it. That's about as good as Milkman does with it. Hey, let's... Let's call Leprechaun Liquor. Quiet. I command you to be quiet. We're going to call Leprechaun Liquor. All right, asshole. We're calling Leprechaun Liquor. Hang on.
Ooh, he commanded you.
Yeah. You guys are out of control.
Hello?
Hello, liquor store?
Yes?
Kittal, how are you, sir? Sir?
Hello?
Are you outside or something?
What?
Where are you? Are you outside or inside?
What?
Where the fuck are you?
You are a fucker, motherfucker.
Hey,
I
asked you where you are, asshole. Hey. Hey, Mexican. What the fuck's wrong with you, man? Come on, talk to me. Son of a bitch, you know what I'm talking
about. Well.
That's really fucking funny, man.
Whatever that's about. Clone's really wasted right now. It's really funny. He's all combative and shit. Yeah.
Pour up, man.
Yeah.
He's bummed out because you're going to quit, man.
Yeah, man, and that's fucked up.
Man, whatever. You and Milkman can smoke enough for me. It's all good. Maybe I won't smoke.
There
I guess
you go.
I
give my share back. I give my share back to Clone. Yeah. I'm sure he's going to not be broke up about that.
There we go, man. Clone, it's you're making out in the long run, man. Come on. Don't be a fool. Don't be a fool. You're going to like it. It's a good thing.
We'll give you a silent treatment.
I guess, man. You guys are just all fucking standoffish to me tonight. I don't know. We're going to end the show. Because the way you guys are acting towards me.
Hi, sweet kisses.
Ah, whatever. That's not a man. That's not a woman, I mean. We're going to call Sanford and Son Plumbing now. This is a different place. This is the plumbing place. Yeah. Actually, hey, you know who we could call? It's not, you know, this helped me last week. I don't know if you caught that, Milkman, but... All right.
Oh, yeah, that was good. That was good.
Yeah, I uploaded a podcast today. And he is on there. Our favorite Arab. That would be Sam the Donut Man. At Dunkin' Donuts in Michigan. We're going to give him a call next, and then we'll do the next call. The other Sanford said we didn't call yet, so... fucking right, yeah. You heard it here first, everybody. We'll be right back after this. Next break.
Yeah, Sam, please.
Hello?
Sam, please.
Ben, yes, speaking?
Sam.
Sam, he is not here.
What do you mean he's not there? He's always there.
Who's speaking?
This is Sam's brother.
He's not here. He didn't work today.
Well, I'm supposed to call him. Where can I call him at?
Well, I don't know.
Well, you know.
If you are his brother, you should know where he is now.
I just came back from the army.
Oh, you came. He don't have a brother in the army. You are a big liar.
I'm not a big liar.
Okay, I don't have a time to you. I have a customer.
Fuck it. Shit. Stupid. Fucking woman. Jesus Christ. Talk like that. Yeah.
If you are his brother, then you have his number.
Yeah.
I have to shit in it. Pimmin I got on my head. And put it in that coat on my feet.
I have to go make a donut now.
Fuck you and make donut. Leave me alone now. You do not call.
Hey, you sounded like Tarbash.
Yeah, do not call.
I shit in the hole.
Do not call. Do not call. Do not call. Hang on, let me try to play that again. I want to hear that. Or say that. Oh, we're good. Oh, fuck you, Carlito. Fat ass. Hang on.
Hello.
Hello.
Yes, hello.
Is this Carlito?
Yes, it is. Who's this?
Sweet kisses.
Oh, sweet kisses? So you really...
Don't I sound like a woman?
No, not really.
Well, I am.
Are you sure?
Yes, see, I got 1-2 boobies, yeah.
Oh, my God. Let me guess. I don't want to be rude, but you, like, older than 30?
Yes, I am.
Wow. That's something.
Oh, aren't I?
Wow.
Yeah.
So you got a thing for my friend Milkman?
I talked to him.
Yeah, you talked to him? Yeah, you talked to him? Oh, that's good. You got his picture yet?
Yeah, I know what he looks like.
Oh, yeah? That's good. Good. You sent him your picture?
Yeah.
Well, what about us? You're going to post your picture for us? Everybody wants to see it in the chat room. Everybody that is saying that we want to see sweet kisses and what she looks like and everything.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I'm telling you. Appleseed. And you know, Appleseed, he's got a big thing for you, too.
No, he don't.
Oh, yes, he does. He was telling me, he was asking me to get your phone number, and I said, no, that's Milkman's, that's Milkman's girl.
Aren't they all gay? Aren't they all gay?
Most of them. Appleseed is. Appleseed and Katie here both by, and I'm taken already.
Hey,
I'm
fuck you.
Clone's like, hey, fuck you, man.
I'm not really looking for anyone. I just...
Oh, that's good. Good for you. Good for you.
Just
yeah.
Having fun.
Yeah.
I got my sound going on. I got it going on
Friday.
Really?
I was in the chat room Thursday, but I couldn't hear what was going on.
Uh-huh.
So I got my sound going Friday.
Okay. So how did you find out of this whole PCU thing?
Milkman.
Oh, Milkman. Okay, so you know Milkman already then.
Yeah, I already know Milkman.
Oh, good. Good deal, good deal. Well, hey, are you enjoying yourself and the time you've been having here in our conjorted family?
Yeah, this week I'll be able to understand what half of this stuff is going on in the chat.
Yeah, it's interesting. It's a very funny thing, man. We were like a... Yeah. I don't mean to call you man, but you know what I mean. So, hey.
Oh, I know. He calls me man.
Yeah. I don't know. Well, hey. Well, let me tell you what. If you break Milkman's heart...
Do what?
Don't break Milkman's heart, okay?
Why?
Because that will be, you have to deal with me.
Well, what are you going to do to me?
Well, you'll find out. You don't want to find out. Just, you know, don't break his heart.
But he's in the Virgin Islands and I'm somewhere else.
I know, but just don't break his heart is all I got to ask you, okay?
It's just too many rooms.
My wife was in Australia.
Clone is saying that his wife was in Australia and he was in prison. That's how they met.
Who?
Clone Homegrown, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, you know. Okay. All right, lady, well, you want to say hi to anybody? Now's your time. If you want to plug your website or your DVD that you're selling, go ahead.
Am I going to be on the air?
Oh, you're on the air now.
Uh-uh.
You've been on the air the whole time, lady.
Oh, my God.
you didn't know.
Oh,
boo. I love you.
Gotcha.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, so there you are.
You gotta turn the sound down.
Yeah, I hear it now.
All right, then. All right, well, you have yourself a great night. Thank you for calling in, ma'am.
All right.
All right, God bless you.
Bye-bye.
All right,
whatever. That's funny.
Wow, am I on the air? That's a nice...
last week, kid, too.
That's a nice firecrack for you, Milkman. All right, man. Way to go.
You ain't kidding, but that's literally.
That's what she said. Yeah, man. So what are we doing now? Appleseed said that she's a hotter Estelle Getty. That's funny. That was nice of him to say, huh? Hotter Estelle Getty. That's wrong. Shame on him. Shame on him.
Yeah, she's a lot better looking than Apple.
We're in the middle of listening to this again. Hang on, let me see if I could...
Yeah, Sam, please.
Okay, I guess we lost it. Oh, shit. Never mind.
What? No, we had it on instant replay.
Yeah, I lost it. I had it ready to go, and it,
Yeah, you know.
Yeah, we messed it up. I messed it up. Sorry, guys. We'll have to catch it on the podcast. I'm sorry, Milkman. Sorry about that. Sorry to let you down. Clone also.
Oh, that's all right.
Yeah.
Okay, it's in this turban, and I'm going to put it back over my head. It's a jerka.
Whatever you say, man. Whatever you say, buddy. Who are we calling next? I was going to call someone after that. Well, who was it? Do you remember? I called Sam. He wasn't there. Who was the other guy we're going to call? I forgot.
Sanford and Son Plumbing.
Yes, that's right. Thank you, Plum. Thank you very much. Good looking out, dude. Okay.
And that's a stoner memory.
I know. That's what I'm saying. How long have you been smoking? How many years?
There's no reason to quit.
How many years would you say you've been smoking?
Right here. I'm sent to TNT Talk.
Okay, you do that. I got
it. At least 13 years.
13? Wow. That's something, man. I know, I've been smoking for about 6. Milkman, how long? You smoked for like a good 13 years, didn't you, Milkman? When you were smoking?
I quit 13 years ago.
Yeah, but how long were you smoking for before that, though?
Oh, about 20-some.
Wow, dude. That's something. Well, see, I'm not that bad. I can keep smoking for a while, I guess.
See, there's hope for you, man.
Yeah, there is.
You actually could regain your mind in past 5 seconds.
Huh?
What?
What? Whatever, man. Alright, we're calling the plumbing place.
You're high, dude. Tell your children not to walk my
way. It's Mike with Sanford and Son Plumbing. I'm unavailable right now, but if you leave a message, I will get back to you.
God dang it, man. That's just something. Hang on.
Call that number I sent you right there in GD Talk.
In the GD Talk? In the goddamn talk. What are your goddamn talk?
In your goddamn bitches.
You want me to call ADT Security, seriously?
I hate to eat and run.
This is like one of those deals you can bitch about your account or report something if you want.
Hang on, we got breaking news from Clone. Hang on. Go ahead, Clone.
I'm gonna bail. I gotta get up at 4 a.m. and go make some money.
All right, well, good for you, man. At least somebody here. Someone's got to support this show. Good deal, man.
Maybe I'll call in a little bit.
If you get a chance. If not, no pressure.
Thanks. All right.
Thanks for being on, man. Appreciate
love you guys.
It.
Thanks for being on there. I love all you in the chat room.
Yep.
Except for a few.
Cloning home.
Yep.
Milkman, take care, you rusty and crusty old fool. We love you.
Right.
Carlito.
Thank you.
Keep it real.
We will, man. We'll catch you next week. Thanks, sir.
All right.
Lucky bastard.
Peace out, brother.
Yeah. Lucky bastard gets a job and all that shit. We gotta get jobs, Milkman. We gotta
clone
get jobs.
At home, man.
I know. Clone at home. We're gonna call. I don't know. Fuck him. We're gonna try to call Walmart. Whatever. We'll kill some time before the break here. Hang on, everybody.
Right.
Oh, for God's sake.
We're moving right along.
Yes, indeed. I'm not going to miss coughing, that's for one. Milkman, what's with this whole cookie thing, man? What's the cookie exchange going on around PC that I'm not in on? You got Jonathan making cookies, and you're getting cookies. And
well, it started a long time ago. When Jonathan first started calling in, he was offering cookies. He was going to send cookies to all the hosts, KDK and us and everybody.
You didn't offer me cookies.
Oh.
Yeah,
you did.
I don't remember that.
Well, they were the sugar-free kind.
Well, I guess.
And speaking of Jonathan, I hadn't even heard from him all night.
He might be working. Remember last week
he might be doing... Yeah. Oh, that's right.
You know?
He does the overnight shit on the little short bus.
Yeah, he's been working a lot of overtime lately, dude. You know? That's probably what it is. And we got another caller here. Hang on.
You gotta call Cheese Boy.
You know he's in on it? I'll explain that to you later. Hang on. I was waiting for Jonathan to call in about that, but hang on. Hang on, let me get this first.
Hello?
Hello?
Huh?
What's up?
Who's this?
Frankie.
Oh, great. Excellent.
Oh, fuck.
How you doing?
What can we do for you?
Did you get Tom's number? I sent it to you.
Suck a dick.
Who, Tom?
Suck a dick.
Who is this guy now, Tom? Mm-hmm. Maybe?
Yes.
Okay. What did he do? Hello?
Yeah.
Are you there?
Yep.
Frank,
hello?
Go ahead. Okay, so who is he?
He's a world famous. He's a world famous.
He's a prank caller?
Are you probably,
honestly, I don't understand who you're trying to tell me that he is.
Are you pulling?
Am I pulling what?
Are you pulling the skin flu?
Sir, you got something in your mouth that got marbles?
Yeah, you do.
Come in, sir.
Pull up your ass.
Pull up front, please. That's how you get rid of him. I'm sorry, Brooklyn.
You piece of shit. You pedo.
Yeah, I'm playing your mom's skin flu.
Oh, okay. I'm
say what now, sir?
Y'all have fun?
Love me.
Having a great time here.
Oh, okay, because it's not for me.
I'm sorry, what now?
It's not for me.
Is that really you?
Yeah.
Okay, then.
Yeah.
You have a great night, sir.
You too.
All right, bye.
What? When will he get a clue?
You fucking douchebag.
Jesus Christ, when will he get a fucking clue? And then there's like, stop that fucking noise.
That was his fucking hearing aid. Yeah,
I don't know. I think it's
like, yeah, setting like 19 or 20 on his hearing aid.
Yeah, they're
and
interfering.
You're squealing and shit.
Whenever he calls.
The fucking death is stupid.
That's some shit right there, dude. Fucking skin flute. Hey, Sweet Kisses says she plays the skin flute, Milkman. There you go, man.
Whoa, you go, girl.
You got yourself a winner there.
You're a solo for me later.
Yes, congratulations. We got the Spread Eagle Inn here to call. Ooh, look at that, Athena. Spread Eagle Inn.
All right.
That gives me an idea. Let's see here. All right, we're going to give that a call right now. Hang on, everybody. The Spread Eagle Inn.
Spread Eagle.
Spread Eagle?
Yeah.
Hey, sir, I have a question. My friend Adam, we're trying to find him. We were wondering if he could possibly see if he could find out if he checked in over there.
It's not a hotel. It's a bar.
Oh, it is?
Yeah.
Well, he said he was headed down there. We thought maybe he was going to spend the night. Can you ask to see if he's there?
What's he look like?
Adam Erlander. He's an overweight. He's about 21 years old, but it looks like he's 18. Curly hair, yellow teeth. Weighs about 262 pounds.
Huh?
He has a tattoo on his right back thigh and an appendix scar.
Nah, dude, nobody's here like that.
Well, can you just ask for Adam, please? Adam Erlander.
There's no... I know all the people here, dude. Oh. This is a prank call. It's really not funny.
Look, you son of a bitch. I'm trying to find Adam.
All right, then go fucking find him, bro.
How about I go down there and push you?
Look on the fucking post office wall for a goddamn pedophile, you stupid bastard.
You've seen this picture. You've seen him on Dateline NBC, yeah. Yeah, Dateline NBC's own Prankmaster calling in earlier tonight for what I don't know. But
Master Bear. Prankmaster. Master what?
Master of what?
Jerking dicks off.
Master of shit. Master of
no
shit.
Pranks.
Bullshit, man. Yeah, Milkman, you said it, brother man. Yeah. That's
I ain't heard no damn pranks. He was master anything. Maybe masturbating while he was listening to him.
His pranks suck. Man. Remember when we used to make him do prank calls and he was stupid? Like one time he said he was gonna plant a bomb in a car. Stupid ass.
Yeah,
man.
The funniest thing we ever did was a damn gangbang call.
That's the only funny thing that ever came out of Prankmaster. Yeah, the only fucking funny thing that ever came out of Prankmaster was that time that we got everybody in on a joke where he thought we were like getting. People were sending in bad numbers, and they were calling him and making fun of him or something. What the hell?
You gotta play that, man. You gotta play that on the break.
That's long as sin, man. You know, it's 7 minutes and 46
that's what I was saying, man.
Seconds
it,
long.
It is. That's about 5 to 6 minutes.
It's 8 minutes long, dude. It's like 8 minutes long.
You can play that over the break, dude.
Dave Lane, now. Nah, fuck that.
Dingle Residence.
You had the Sherbert.
Hang on.
Hello?
Hello, is Dingle Residence.
Is this Dick Dingle?
Yeah? What do you want?
I have a question for you.
Yeah?
What is your favorite potato chip?
What is this call about? Why are you calling me this late at night?
We have created a new product called Dingle Chips, and it's a combination of...
Well, you got a speech impediment, boy? Can you speak... Act like you just molested a 9-year-old, you fucking child-molesting fucking idiot. You just got fucking owned, you fat bitch. What do you have to say about that? Why don't you take your fucking hearing aids out?
Classic. This goes on for a good, like, 5 minutes.
Oh, speechless. Oh, go.
I think it was somebody from the chat room. It was obviously somebody who listened to TPU.
He's fucking moron, yeah. It was obviously someone who...
Milkman, who's this from?
Yeah, I couldn't figure out what
This right here says Parker.
Parker. What the hell is he talking about Parker? Parker.
I had to make Hello. Something up. He's a damn stupid.
Yes. Has this been some prank?
Yes, it's been some you wake me. Hello?
Yes, I have a couple questions for you. Do you like milk, sir?
leche, milk?
No, do you like milk?
No, but I live Frank Master likes 9-year-old boys and girls that fucking prick molester.
What the hell?
Could you believe he molested a 9-year-old? Don't know what about it.
This keeps going way enough. The dad gets in on it.
No. It's Melissa. Melissa? E.D. The dad.
I like this part here.
Thanks.
Hang up, Colleen.
Oh, Jesus.
Fucking pedo.
What's with the language?
You talking to fucking Edco. Colleen, hang up.
Hang up.
Fucking pizza shit. You fucking the dick. Go fuck yourself.
Tell him, Prankmaster.
Fucking nice.
You hear me? Tell him, Prankmaster. Yeah, Prankmaster, you tell him.
You fucking retard.
That's what, remember he had that phase where he
pushing a button.
You remember he had that phase for a good month where he'd call in, and when people started like calling him out on stuff, he'd just start hitting the buttons on the phone. Like it was like the ultimate power.
Drown them out.
Yeah, yeah. Like the ultimate power. It was like, oh, I'm gonna just start hitting buttons now to defend myself.
Fuck yourself, motherfucker. I'm motherfucking smarter than your piece of shit. Shut up.
I love that dad.
Some of that shit. Shut the fuck up. Yeah. Anyway. Yeah, so California is checking in on AOL Instant Messenger, dude. We haven't heard from him in a while. California says, what's up? What's bracken? That's what he says, just like that. What's bracken?
Yeah, he ain't called into the show for a long time, man.
Yeah, so California, yeah. Good man. It's good to hear from him. Yeah, he's a funny guy. Prankmaster says, Kadiko plays fucking innocent. Yeah, this is great. We're going to have to play that. End of the show, we're going to play that, dude. We definitely got to play that in its entirety, the Prankmaster Gangbang. Definitely. Yes.
I tell you what, I have too, man. I have the original I'm Going to Kill Myself call, man.
Oh, you
and
do?
This thing goes on like a half hour.
I've got that. I've got when he admitted to KDK that he molested the girl and all that. We got all that audio
the
here.
The whole episode,
yeah,
man.
We've got
I
it here.
It.
We've got the reasons for you to hate him, everybody. So, yeah. Anyway, enough of that. We're going to take a break. It's almost midnight. It's almost Friday. Congratulations. Friday's here. Yeah. Oh, yeah, baby.
Yeah!
Friday is here. So, we're going to be right back after this. It is now 11:59, almost midnight. It's about to be Friday, the 29th of September. And give me about 5 minutes, and we'll be back for more shows. So, in the meantime, we leave you with this. Feel free to call in after the break. Toll-free line is 888-278-8509. You're listening to Madhouse Radio. Damn it.
You are listening to a replay of Madhouse Radio.
No, you're not having no anal sex with me.
Yes, I am. You're going to like it too, but maybe you're not.
Be sure to visit us online at madhouselive.com.
Yeah, I hear people let's talking about who high, who nah. Man, they don't know we finna kill the game this year. Killer, gang, come
yo,
on.
Street mergers, I legislated the nerve. I never hated on murders, I meditated, I served, I hesitated, I observed. I just prayed, from a block away.
What's going on in the chat room, Milk?
I think there's a breaking news. Do I hear the jingle? Coming up next, Flash, new newsline, suicide fakery coming up next. Get your bleach, ammonia, and popcorn ready.
Prankmaster has threatened to kill himself using deadly gas, everybody. Breaking news, please stay tuned here for more information. I love that. This is such an awesome jingle, dude. I love this thing. It's like...
Great, man.
It goes perfect with anything, because you can be like, you know, Prankmaster, commit suicide.
Again. For the 1,000th time.
Yeah. KDK appears on the Howard Stern Show. That's, you know, it's...
Yeah.
That's awesome. Anyway, man.
Now he's using different names and he's coming in.
Is it really? No, it's coming in crazy. Wham. Okay, anyway, the podcast listeners are not paying attention to it, so who cares? Who are we calling next, dude? We got Lonesome Loser is checked in with Bangkok West.
Yeah.
Pie Hole Pizzeria. Augie Doggies. Aziz. Convenience Store. Oh, yeah. Look at that. Aziz Convenience Store. Very good, very good. Milkman, I need you to do me a favor, and the call's going out there. I need a I need a suicide hotline that is not a toll-free number. I need a 24-hour suicide hotline that is not a toll-free number. Please, if you can do that for me, I would greatly appreciate it. And I also, if possible, if anybody can find me a toy store in Hawaii or Alaska or California that's open right now, a toy store, a Toys R Us, or maybe a small KB toy store, I don't know. I have an idea for that, and that's all I have for now. That's all I have for now. I have ideas for pranks. So the call's out there, please. If you're out there and you're listening, answer, heed the call. Please do. It's very important. Breaking news. Yes. Okay.
You heard it first, right here on the Madhouse.
That's right. Okay, we need a convenience store. All right.
Cool.
I'm excited about this one, everybody.
Bodega. Hey, man, I want a nickel.
Alright. One more. Come on. Feeling lucky. Come on, one more. Come on, one more.
Change my look. Maybe nobody will realize I'm just a deaf idiot.
One more. Come on, one more. Oh, fuck.
There it is, man. There it is. Milkman, how's the weather over there in the Virgin fucking Islands?
Oh, man, it's wonderful. It was a nice, pleasant 88 degrees today. We had a steady 10-mile-an-hour breeze.
Yeah?
Humidity was practically zero.
Wow.
Very sunny. It was nice.
Good.
I even got a tan on my arm.
Well, that's something right there, dude. That's awesome. Hell, Bill.
I'm going to go back to the beach, Carlito.
Yeah.
When you come down here, man. Listen,
we're going to go to the beach.
I'm going to take you over to one of my favorite beaches, you and Athena. We're going to go snorkeling, or I'll do it, and I'll catch a live Caribbean lobster
for all of
us. And sweet kisses, too. And then I'll bring it in and grill it right there on my portable grill right on the beach, man.
You got a hibachi?
No, man. I got one of those Q grills, man.
It's bad. Dude,
that thing cooks like a bastard.
Yeah, dude, we're getting ready to buy a treadmill here, man. Isn't that exciting?
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I don't know where that came from, but we're getting ready to. Athena's getting a treadmill, as a gift from her parents.
Cool.
Yeah, so we were looking at treadmills and stuff.
Oh, I'd like to have one of those.
Treadmills are fucking expensive.
I can't run, but
treadmills are expensive for what they
do. Dude, a good one's like $600.
No, dude, the cheapest one that we saw at Sears, $800. I want to say it was either $6.99 or $7.99, and it was a piece of shit. I mean, honestly, it wasn't that nice compared to the other ones. You got to pay $900 or higher, man, for a decent.
You ain't gonna believe this. I found an email suicide hotline.
An email?
Why are you even taking give it up?
Oh man, that's something. I'm gonna kill myself. Here's my email. Email me back. We got to spread that around to Prankmaster. Email me, please. That's fucking sad. Prankmaster is like, you know, so into this that he does what he does. Anyway, the next call's coming, everybody. Whoop de doo, we have a toy store and I have an idea for a prank call. So, not that again. Anyway.
Yeah.
Here we go. Shut up, fucking phone. All right, we got to back.
I've got what you asked for, man. Coming right now, man. Look over here in your G talk.
Okay, Andy's bringing up a point. I should call his fat guy voice. You know, the John Masterson. And
exactly.
No, call an exercise store.
And make your hearing aid squeal some too. Tell them that you're, you know, you're hard of hearing, and you know that you're like 90% deaf, and you're about 100% stupid. And
Gotcha.
Okay, now look.
Excuse me. All right, let me set that up. This prank call is going to be the suicide hotline. God help me for...
Block your number.
Oh, yeah, I will. I will. I think. I hope I do.
Return number.
Yeah, man. Hang on. Jesse.
Suicide intervention.
Yes, hi. My name is John Erlander. And my son is he's just rather upset. We got into an argument tonight, and I just want to make sure he's threatened in the past to smell gas. And I was wondering if you could maybe talk to him and just to make sure that everything's okay.
Okay.
I mean, I will do it, but I weigh about 482 pounds, and it's hard for me to get out to get to the room next door.
Okay. The thing is, our CA for the night, she's actually on another line right now. Can she give it? It may be like in about 5 minutes. Maybe longer than that.
Comes emergency, to hold, you gotta
hold. I mean,
it's
can
emergency.
I just at least get him on the line so I can at least get him talking and we can wait or something?
Well, the thing is, she's on her line, so there's no way for me to get through to her. But I can page someone else.
Ask her to
call
you
back.
We talk to her.
Can I talk to him?
Yeah.
No, I'm sorry. I'm not a clinical associate. This is an outside service for the company.
Oh, man.
I'm not certified to speak with anyone.
What do we do?
I don't know, hon. I mean, as of right now, that's pretty much the only choice I have.
He's got gas. I know. I told him, man. He's been breaking a lot of wind lately, and I told him he's got gas, and he takes it wrong, and he slams the door. And I just told him to go to the bathroom, and he just slammed the door in my face. You know? I said, man, that stinks. You stink, man. Whatever, man. We're gonna go then. Fine. God help us. Hello?
Yeah.
Whatever.
Because she gets off the line.
She's not even just like, yeah, whatever.
What a piece of dog doo doo.
Yeah, whatever.
Well, we can call back in a little bit. Maybe.
I guess. Maybe we could try. Solar says I should try getting out and walking on the free street. That's what I say. But no one listens to me around here. I want to ride my bike
on
a treadmill.
Put on black and lay your fat ass right out in the middle of the railroad tracks.
Yep. Who do we call? Is Prankmaster in the chat room still? Under an assumed name?
Oh, he's in there under a different name now. He even got the balls to use that crappy ass name he has.
I guess. He can if he wants, dude. Whatever. Don't be a bitch. Anyway.
Yeah, I don't know. I didn't kick him out or nothing.
All right.
I mean, if he's stupid enough to stay in there, because everybody likes him, you know.
Yeah, all right. We'll call the KB Toy Store in Hawaii. Zolar, if you get a chance, call in, man. The toll-free line, 1-888-278-8509. Again, that's 1-888-278-8509. And we
Zolar.
Will... Yeah, Zolar, if you get a chance, call in. If you can, that's cool. Whatever, man.
God, I love Zolar. We haven't called in a while. You know who hasn't called in a long time is the Dead.
Yeah. He's kind of crazy, though.
Yeah. Hey, I've got another one here.
Thank you for calling KB. You have 20% off Dora.
Hey, this is the KB Toy Store.
Yes, it is.
Ma'am, who's in charge of your Barbie doll aisle?
The Barbie doll aisle?
Yes.
Who's in charge of it?
Yes.
There's two of us working tonight, so we're kind of alternating.
Well, can you get me someone who might have been there tonight, please?
Okay, I've been in this aisle. We've both been. Can I help you?
Okay, well, let me ask you a question here. I went in there,
And I really don't appreciate the fact that one of your employees there on the other aisle made fun of me when I was talking to my wife and my son.
Okay, that was to around what time today?
Roughly, I would say about 2 hours ago.
2 hours ago.
Maybe longer. I don't know. I was so upset after it that I went outside and I hyperventilated. And I damn near didn't make it back to the car. I threw up all over myself and my clothes. I was so affected by this.
Okay, I'm very sorry about that. I'm not too sure who that would be around that time.
Well, you know what happened? I was there right by the Barbie dolls, and my son was looking at the Barbie dolls. And I said, damn, look at this one here. And we took the Barbie out, and we pulled down her skirt and panties on the Barbie doll, and one of the employees over on the other side started laughing at me in front of my son, and my wife yelled at me right there, and then my son started laughing at me, and I really don't appreciate it. And you know what? I think I'm gonna bring you guys up on the lawsuit.
Okay, the store manager will be in tomorrow. You want to contact her regarding this?
Well, let me ask you, what's your name?
This is Donna.
Donna, is that with an E?
What was that?
Is that with an E?
No.
No E in Donna?
No.
Okay, whatever. Well, what's your social security number so I can write your number down here, please?
Sorry, I'm not allowed to give that information.
You don't even have one, I bet. You know, is there a man who's working there?
Not tonight.
Is there ever a man who works there?
Yes, we do have two guys working here.
You know, that's probably what the problem is that it's just women working there.
Okay, like I said, that store manager will be in tomorrow morning. You can call and...
Well, you can. Do you have a lawyer, someone who represents you? Because you can
like
expect.
Like I said, you can talk to the store manager tomorrow.
Well, you're answering the phones, so you're in charge. So you're the first point of contact.
Well, everybody does answer the phone.
Donna, you know what?
Mm-hmm.
It's your night. So we can settle right now. You know, just me and you. Just you know, we can settle. We can settle. Don't let me have to. You know, I'm going to have to take KB Toys Stores to court. I threw up in my clothes and everything.
Hold on. Hello, what's the problem?
I don't understand. That woman on the phone right there, I just asked if you had any Barbies in stock, and she just went off on this tangent. I have no idea what she's talking about. Would you please help me?
What Barbies are you looking for?
We're looking for the special edition December 2003 Barbie, and we called over there, and she's going off on this wild tangent about coming in, that someone made fun of her, that some guy went outside that wanted a suit. I don't know what she's talking about.
What do you mean?
I was talking to some lady right now on the phone, and I asked her the question, and she went off on some tangent. I have no idea what she's talking about.
So you're just looking for a 2006 Barbie?
That's right, the 2006 Holiday Barbie. What is the big deal?
It's $49.99.
Oh, you have them already?
Yeah, we have. It's a 2006, but it's not 2007.
Do you hold
it's
them
the
or not?
The only one we have.
Well, that's what I said in the first place. And what's the big deal? You know, ma'am, I'm not happy about this. I'm thinking I'm going to bring you guys up on charges.
For what?
For suing, for suits. It's, you know, wasting my time, and this woman made me feel bad on the phone.
I don't know what the I don't know.
Have you taken any classes in business science?
No, we don't take business classes.
I'm a business scientist.
Uh-huh.
Okay, do you know what that means?
I have no idea.
Do you know what kind of car I drive?
I don't really care what kind of car you drive.
I drive a Dodge Stealth.
Well, I don't know.
What kind of car do you drive?
You're just looking for a Barbie, right?
Well, yeah. What kind of car do you drive, though? Damn it.
I drive a Barbie car.
I don't know where I was going with
Carlita,
that.
I hit the jackpot. Look in your G-talk. Just pick where.
Oh, man, that's a lot of them. Yeah, we got a lot to go with. Hang on, let me burn some other numbers here. We'll see if we do that. What's going on in the chat room? What's this now? We got a saga going on here. Is that what it is? Honestly, do we have to degrade ourselves to this? Hang on. Dang it. Alright. I love Deadly Gas. What's up? I don't know. It's the Dead and what's his face going back and forth, right? And Brackmaster or something like that?
It looks like, he must be messaging him.
Yeah, I guess. Whatever. 45 Erlanders in the USA. Oh, my God. What will we do? Ooh, Middle East bakeries. All right. An Arab woman answered at 12:20 a.m. That was about 6 minutes ago, people. That's awesome, dude. Let's do it.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, man. Let's do it.
Let's ask them if they have any hummus hummus icing for their donuts.
Yeah. Oh, this is in Australia, dude.
Okay. We got enough minutes on our card?
We're going to use Lonesome's card for this one. Thank you, Lonesome.
What'd you say now, Milkman?
I said, that guy, that would sound just like Zolar's audio. He used to sound like off-thorded.
Yeah.
Hello, Mrs. Bakery.
Hey, ma'am, how is it?
Good.
Is it good?
Yes.
Has halal meat?
Sorry?
Has halal? Is it halal?
What is it?
Your food, is it halal?
Yeah.
Okay.
Which one do you want? Like, what you're looking for?
Is have the baklava?
Yeah.
What does make you think I do this? La 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 la. La 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 la. You know? Do you like it? Hello? Ma'am?
Yes?
May I speak to a man, please?
Yeah? Can I know who's speaking?
I only speak to man.
Okay, can I know who's speaking, please?
Arthur.
Sorry?
Arthur.
Arthur?
Yes.
Okay, just one second.
Harry.
Daddy.
Hello. Salam. Sir, why is it that the woman answering phone?
Who's this?
Why is woman answering phone? Man answered phone.
Who are you? It's not your business anyway.
Look, I'm calling to make order and you have this woman answering the phone.
It's not your fucking business. Tell me what you want.
I don't speak to women on the phone. I only speak to men.
Okay, it's your bad luck. It's your problem. It's not mine. What are you after?
Take my order, you Mr. Man.
I don't want your order.
Shove it up.
You should have asked her if she was wearing a veil. She didn't sound like she was wearing her veil.
I don't know what the hell that was. That's funny. That's funny. It does not matter. That was an Australian and Arab like fucking hybrid accent, I think, right? Was it? Did you hear the twang of both?
Great,
yeah, that's
man.
An interesting example of linguism.
Yeah, hit the replay real quick.
Arthur.
Yes.
Okay, just one second.
Heady.
This is funny. This guy's funny.
Heady.
I'll have to call him back. I might do that, man.
Daddy.
Hello. Salam. Sir, why is it that the woman answering phone?
Who's this?
Why is woman answering phone? Man answered phone.
Who are you? It's not your business anyway.
Look, I'm calling to make order and you have this woman answering the phone.
It's not your fucking business. Tell me what you want.
I don't speak to women on the phone. I only speak to men.
Okay, it's your bad luck. It's your problem. It's not mine. What are you after?
Take my order, you Mr. Man.
I don't want your order.
Shove it up.
Okay.
And he switched to Arabic and come right back.
Yep.
That was good, man.
Yeah, that was interesting. Prankmaster has stated the only fuckhead who he will talk to right now is Zolar. Zolar, call in. Call in, Zolar. Zolar should call in, and then we'll call Prank.
Yeah,
we'll call Pranky Prank.
I'm going to hear retard.
Yeah. Milkman, hold off on those. You're making the stream skip.
Call in, Zolar.
Hold off on those real quick, Milkman. I have enough of them. You make the stream skip every time you send one, because I'm having trouble with my my computer. So I've got plenty, dude. It's cool. Ooh, we got Poopy's Pubs. We also have a dinner theater by the name of Dracula's in Australia. Dracula's Dinner Theater. We'll call that right after this. Yeah, like I said, Zolar, call in, please. I need to talk to you, but yeah, we'll be right back after this.
Good afternoon, Dracula's Melbourne. This is Karen speaking.
Hello, Dracula's?
That's right. What can I do for you?
Was wondering if I can make reservations, please.
When would you like to book tickets for?
When are you open again, honey? When is the next show?
Okay, the next show I could get you tickets for would be Tuesday or Wednesday of next week.
Tuesday or Wednesday of next week? Are you guys that you guys are that popular?
We are.
Oh, man, but we're going to be gone by then.
What a shame.
We're from the States, man.
Well, I mean, I can't really conjure up seats out of nowhere, but I would if I could.
Can you squeeze me in? We'll sit on the stairs or something.
How many of you are there?
Two, just me and my son.
So just for two, and what night were you looking at, tonight or tomorrow night?
You got something tonight? I'll come in. I'll give you, you know what, I have U.S. dollars.
Well, that's very tempting. But look, all I could do for you at this stage would be to put your name down on a waiting list for tonight. If by some weird twist of fate something did become available, we'd give you a call. But that's probably the best I can offer you.
But I don't think you understand. I have U.S. dollars.
Well, I too could have U.S. dollars if I went down to the bank and exchanged my money for them. So, you know, tempting.
But they charge you a fee. I didn't give it to you for
free. Did you want me to put you on the waiting list, or...?
I'll sign them, John American. Well, do something,
this is
come
all,
on.
This look, you know, I'm won over completely. However, I don't think that we have enough seats to accommodate you. What we could do, though, is the waiting list option. So what do you reckon?
What did I got to do to get a little piece of that pie?
Have you got any, like, a cell phone number or something I could take down?
Yes, are you ready? It's a toll-free number.
Okay.
No, you can't call it, man. I can't let you call my number. What my wife would say.
Okay, well, look, if you don't want to go on the waiting list and won't give me a phone number to call you...
Well, let me ask you a question. How is it possible that some guy dressed up like Dracula with a cape and fake blood on is so damn popular? How big is your place?
Hold about 300 and something people. Look, I've got another call coming through. Did you want me to put you on the waiting list, or did you want to leave it for this time?
Can I speak to someone else over there?
There's no one else available at the moment. What would you like to say to them?
Can I just... I'll hold for someone else, yeah.
Musical instruments
okay.
And they're all set to a rocking song.
She's very accommodating.
Yeah, not really. I'm not going to hold, though.
Thank you for holding the line. One of our operators will be with you shortly.
That sounded funny. Thank you for holding the line. Oh, man. She doesn't understand, man. American dollars. You know? the way we grew up in America, we're led to believe that anywhere you go, as long as you have U.S. dollars, you can get anything you want, any country you go to, for some freaking ass reason. That it just fucking comes to you.
Hey, man, you're on the air. What's up, brother?
Hey, Carlito.
Hey, how you doing?
All right, how you doing? Just let me turn this down.
All right.
Yeah, I'm still not able to listen to your radio show.
Oh, shit. Computer's still fucked up, huh?
Yeah, my friend and I reformatted the disk a few days ago, and then it was up and running, and then I tried to go to my email, and it crashed again on me.
Oh, man. You sound like you're not doing too well. Did you just come in from doing some laps or something, man?
Well, I laps in my head.
Oh, you're upset about the computer, or you just...
Yeah, it's like my lifeline of the world.
Man, well, let's go, you know...
I don't have a life, man, except for surfing the internet.
Yeah, I don't know, what else is there to do? That's like the extent of what my life is at this point.
I'm totally, like, addicted to my computer. I'd rather hang out with my computer than people.
Yeah, why don't you get yourself a new computer, man? Go treat yourself to a new Dell.
Dude, I bought this computer new a year ago from Florida.
Ah, that's their problem right there.
You ever heard of Tiger Direct?
Yes, I have.
Yeah, I bought it from them, man, and it crapped out on me like about 9 days after the warranty expired.
Oh, son of a bitch, ain't that like it is, you know? It's probably some kind of switch. I tell you what.
Well, actually, it's totally my fault. That's why I'm the dumb fucker from California, man, because my computer was running great. I was getting instantaneous downloads, and then I tried to make it even better, right? I tried to soup it up even more, and I deleted a main startup program, and that's when all the troubles began. Yeah. And, it's my own fault.
Yeah.
Well, how's everything going with you?
I'm sorry to hear about your computer. Everything's fine, man. I was wondering if you wouldn't mind talking to my friend Adam. Maybe just talking to him. He's being a little out of line.
I'll talk to anybody, man. I was hoping you'd put Bush on the line. I'd like to straighten his ass out.
Well, this guy's almost as bad as Bush, so you can.
All right, that's cool.
Let it rip on him, okay? His name's Adam. And, we're going to do this next. Everybody, Crazy Fucker's going to tell it how it is. Let's see if Adam picks up the phone. If you're a man, if you're a man enough, you will answer the phone, sir. Ain't that right, Crazy Fucker?
Well, an atom is a really small unit, you know. It's like it's actually a theoretical reality. It's a theoretical reality. It's not actually. It's just a name they given to a great mystery.
All right. Thank
atom.
You. Right on, man. All right, hang on, dude.
I hope he's not an atom bomb.
I hope not,
man. Take the diapers from under your nose.
He's a child molester, though, I'll tell you what.
He don't want to go to the joint, then.
You would let him know. Hang on. Well, that didn't work. Whatever, dude.
Hey, Carlito.
Yeah, go ahead, man.
Are you still there, man?
Yeah, we're here, dude.
There in sunny Florida?
Yeah.
Hey, you ever watch the Survivor game?
Yeah, I saw it tonight before the show.
Yeah, well, actually, on the West Coast here, it comes on at 8 o'clock, so your show is like about an hour into it when it comes on here.
Okay. You saw it today?
You know what? When I was in prison, I got addicted to watching the Survivor show, and it really helped me. And now I'm watching this new one. In the first two episodes, it was all individual ethnic groups, four different ethnic groups competing with one another, and now they ruined it tonight by merging them into two tribes.
That was a bunch of shit, man. It was going to be so controversial. I was into it, you know. I pulled my support of the Hispanic tribe. Did I tell you that story?
You
know,
no, you didn't. I didn't hear that why you was rooting for the Hispanic tribe.
Well, I'm Hispanic, so it was natural. I was just rooting for the Hispanic tribe, and then they got rid of Billy last week, and I was like, you know what, that's fucked up. And I pulled my support, and I decided to support the Asian tribe. I think those two Koreans are going to win it, man.
Which one, Cowboy and the other one?
No,
Cowboy. He's a
Vietnamese. No,
talks the shit. He's a little skinny dude that talks all the shit.
He's kind of cool.
He's got a Zen philosophy about him.
The homeboy that hates him, the Korean guy and the other girl who are always, you know, always together and shit, those two.
The dude that found the idol on the Exile Island.
Yeah, and the chick that got all the votes tonight, the one that got voted for but didn't get kicked out, those two right there. I think those two are gonna pull it off in the end.
Yeah, well, they're definitely, man. That dude that found that Asian guy that found the immunity idol on Exile Island, man, you know, he's a very intelligent person.
Yeah, but, you know, it had to be an Asian, you know. Not even stereotypical. The Asian goes there, and he's all like, I'm going to do it like this, and he's, like, figuring and doing math. And.
That was cool the way he done that.
If that's not a statement for the way of this country right now, I don't know what is. Where the Asian guy ended up being the most resourceful one, you know, that's just how it is in like modern days here in the United States, and colleges they're full of Asians. You know, the teachers are all Asians, and a lot of the Asians are smart. All the engineering jobs in now, and you know what? One of the hardest professions out there, you know, the CSI stuff. You know, forensic science, you know, all the good forensic scientists are Asians, man. You know, all the major forensic scientists and the pioneers in it are all Asians, man. Those people are super smart.
Yeah, well, look what they did, man. They took a they took over the automobile industry, and by taking a basically they took a six-cylinder American car and broke it down into four cylinders, and
yep, and there it is. And it,
yeah, there, you know, it's like they're yeah, they're pretty slick people, but yeah, I was hoping that on the Survivor game that all them races would battle all to the, there was like one member of each race left, and then they would form like two-person tribes, and then
yeah,
you know, and then finally break it down. I'd like to see which race would have survived the longest.
Yeah, man, and the white race is getting ready to tear itself apart out of all of them. You know, but yeah. Well, hey, man, I'm going to end the show now, but it's good to hear from you. Dude, you need, I hope your computer gets fixed. I'm going to be reformatting my PC tomorrow.
Well, you know what? I a couple months ago, man, I bought an old Apple computer.
Yeah.
And I'm going to try to get it online until I can get my good one fixed here. I bought it's a really old Apple, but it's like I think I might get it online because it's getting the signal and all that, but it's
okay.
Like, I'll tell you what, that's how pitiful my, you know what, I don't know, man, I'm torn maybe to go live out in the woods in a cave because I actually, when my computer broke down, it was absolutely traumatic to me. It was like not being able to get on the internet is like showing me just fucking I've become. It's like, don't ever go to prison, dude. They'll break your ass down in prison, and they'll turn you into a robot. You know.
You ever do any time in solitary confinement, man?
No. You know, I went. I did a whole 7-year stretch without getting in any kind of altercations with any inmates or any guards.
Okay, that's good.
I didn't get one write-up. I didn't get any write-ups, and I managed to be able to get along with everybody in the place, you know, even...
That's good.
You know, I came close a few times to going to solitary confinement, but... Somehow I always, at the last moment, was able to bullshit my way out of it, but...
That's good.
I'll tell you what, you know what, I'll tell you this, let me say one last thing, man. But you know what, there is literally hundreds of thousands of good people in prison that are just running away from everything because society won't forgive them. And there's a lot of dudes who committed crimes when they were young men and have been sitting in prison now for over 20, 25, 30 years. And I really do think that they should be given a second chance. I think that convicted murderers, their first-time offenses, I'm not talking about serial killers. I'm not talking about psychopathic killers. I'm talking about people that fucked up, made mistakes,
and have to sometimes get a second chance.
Right. Guys that they're lifers in prison that have earned college degrees, man, and run inmate counseling groups and help people and are totally rehabilitated people, and they won't the fucking motherfuckers won't let them out of prison because they make too much money off of it. It's a slave labor camp.
Yeah.
And meanwhile, these fucking war profiteers, these fucking sons of bitches that are perpetrating warfare for corporation profits, they're the ones, boy, they're the pillars of the society, right? Well,
yeah.
Hey,
that's
how time, it is. Man, it's time for people to organize, man, and demand that they fucking start emptying out the prisons.
Yeah,
and I'm talking about, man, I know dudes in there that are holy men.
Holy men.
Yeah, they're guys that I've done, you know, I had a date to get out, and I'd bitch and snivel and moan, and I mean, I was in there with dudes that were lifers doing life sentences, and they had a better attitude about life in the world in general than I do.
That's something, though.
Well, anyway, Carlito, I'm glad to touch bases with you, bro.
It's always a pleasure, man. Keep in touch and get online soon, man.
Huh?
Yeah.
Get what now?
Keep in touch and get back on the internet soon.
Yeah, I'm gonna either that or I'm gonna fucking go out in the woods as far as I can get and find a cave and seal myself up and meditate my way into a higher consciousness in reality where I actually become the computer.
Good.
And
that might do it.
It might. You know, yeah. Transcendental meditation, it's better to have rest and meditation than stress and medication, right?
Right. That's
all
true.
Right, bro.
All right, my friend. Take care.
Peace, and love, and joy to all living creatures on the planet Earth.
Earth and elsewhere, everywhere.
Earth and elsewhere. You
That's
got
right.
it, buddy.
All
right.
All right. All right.
Bye.
Man, he just talks some kooky stuff sometimes. Man.
I love that guy.
I don't know if it's an act.
He is the best caller.
Yeah, he is. He is. He is. He's
the He has
else.
The greatest observations. He has seriously accurate insight.
Yeah, it's good to kind of check in with him every once in a while. Yeah, yeah. And on that note, dude, we're going to have to end, dude. It's getting late, man. It is getting late. I don't know. It's almost 12:50. It is 12:51. I'm saying it's almost 1 o'clock. I don't know.
Hey, I sent you a heap of numbers there. You want to do one final
you know,
goodbye before we never hear from you again?
I rethought the Suze. I think that's some poor taste. Let's not do that. Thank you, Milkman. Though I appreciate it. But hey, we got a gas station. We got a gas station here in San Francisco, a Chevron. Good try to call them. Let's try to call them.
Cool.
All right, we'll do one more prank call. All right, it's not that bad.
Call up as a homosexual though.
As a homosexual, no, that's okay. You do that.
Hi, do you have some gas?
Good evening, John.
Hello, Chevron.
Yes.
Is this the Chevron?
Yes.
With gasoline, right?
Yes.
Okay. From what country origin is your gasoline?
Hello, I can hear you. Hello?
What is the country of origin of your gasoline?
Hold on, I can hear you. Hold on.
Oh, bullshit.
Hello?
Bullshit. Hello?
Hey, don't say bullshit, okay?
I'm sorry.
What can I do? I can hear you. How can I answer your question?
Don't yell at me. Please. What is country of origin of your gasoline? Bullshit.
Oh my God.
Bullshit. Bullshit, I said.
That didn't make her happy. That's funny. That's some funny shit right there.
That was good, boy.
Hey, don't bullshit me! Can we catch that on replay, Milkman? Try to get that on replay, man. Oh, my God. That's...
All right, here we go.
Hang on. It's loading.
Good evening,
John. Hello, Chevron.
Yes.
Is this the Chevron?
Yes.
With gasoline, right?
Yeah.
Okay. From what country origin is your gasoline?
Hello, I can hear you. Hello?
What is the country of origin of your gasoline?
Hold on, I can hear you. Hold on.
Oh, bullshit.
Hello?
Bullshit. Hello?
Hey, don't say bullshit, okay?
I'm sorry.
What can I do? I can hear you. How can I answer your question?
Don't yell at me!
Okay. That's enough. That's all I wanted to hear of that. Oh, man. Let me
I'm sorry.
Let me see if I can get her again. Hang on. Let me try one more time. Holy shit.
All in, really apologetic this time.
Right, that's what I'm going to do.
Like we got off on a bad foot. And then start right back into it.
What's that?
Batman got on my nerves.
All right, whatever. We're done with the show here. We'll keep it ringing. Milkman, take us out of here.
All right, man. Well, I definitely put out my big shout out and thank you, man, to our wonderful provider here on RC, the Madman. Are you ready to rumble? That's right. Yeah. Just stop by the PCU chat room, knock somebody's teeth out, and come back smiling after your band's been lifted. And make sure you wash your hands before you shake them. Thanks a lot, Madman, for all you do. Oh. I'd also like to thank our other sponsor, Dr. Lego. He brings us great stream so we can tickle your earball fancies all around this globe. Thank you so much, Dr. Lego, and thanks for calling in. Also, I'd like to thank our benevolent sponsor, tender of this crazy community we call PCU. Thank you, KDK, our cerebro of the prank world. The man with the foresight and the knowledge to realize that the madhouse had to be unleashed upon this world. Also, I'd like to thank our fearless leader right here in the madhouse, our commander, our general leader, Carlito.
Yeah.
God loves Carlito. And
God
so
loves me.
Thank you so much, Carlito, for putting this on every week and putting up with our insanity here in the party room at the madhouse.
Yes.
Also, I want to thank the hardest working man in PCU, the Lonesome Loser.
Yes.
God only knows where we would be, all of us, without the Lonesome Loser. So don't y'all pick on the Lonesome Loser, because he is one great dude.
He's a crazy
also,
guy.
Also, I'd like to thank our special guest also. We had the Clone Stone Homegrown.
Yeah, that guy.
And a new visitor, my buddy, Sweet Kisses. Oh, my goodness. Yeah,
Milkman's totally,
my sweetheart.
Milkman's totally taken by this lady, I mean, I'm worried about
she
her.
She is
no.
something else, boy.
I think she's after
Thanks
his money.
Thanks a lot for all those cookies, too.
She's after, hey, man, watch your trust fund this time.
She's after my retirement money.
Yeah, whatever.
Does give up all his money.
Yeah.
Also, I'd also like to thank Andy, who
Ooh.
Joined the chat room.
Oh, yeah, him. Yeah, everybody, man. We thank
yeah,
everybody,
Andy,
man.
Yeah,
the dad's in there, and everybody called. Who else called in? Crazy fucker called in.
I especially want to thank you, the listener. We love you. This
Me?
Is why we do it. It's all about you. Yeah. Without you, we'd be nothing.
Yep.
We pay every week for you to come in here and get our active entertainment and get a laugh and a smile to take home.
Yeah.
Thanks
I
a
guess.
Lot for tuning in.
I guess. So just a few bit of items. You know, of course, tomorrow, I guess, High Pitch Eric and Dale and Sales calling from the Dr. Lego Memorial Studios in New York. So catch that tomorrow at 6 p.m. or so. And then after that, I don't know, maybe Jupe will do a show. But then Zolar is confirmed. He told me online he will be doing a show tomorrow. That starts at 10 p.m. Eastern. Zolar will be doing a show. Saturday, for sure, we know KDK will do a show. KDK will be making an appearance on the 10th of October on the Howard Stern Show. He will be having sexual intercourse with a post-op transsexual. Don't miss it. I'm sure it's going to be gripping, and that's going to do wonders for us here at PCU. Dr. Lego does this show normally on Monday nights around 9 p.m. Eastern, and I guess Jupe does a show somewhere in there with his brother and whatnot. Monkey Phone's Retard Night, either Friday or Saturday, usually, and then Little Evil Neo does something every once in a while, too, so be sure to be out there to listen to PCU and all that jazz. Visit PCRadio.com and visit MadhouseLive.com. Subscribe for the podcast if you haven't yet, so you can automatically get every episode of this show on a weekly basis. And that's it. That's all we have to say. Milkman, thank you for being here, man. It was awesome. Thank you, Lonesome Loser, for the phone card.
Thanks a lot.
Thank you, Lonesome Loser, for the phone numbers and the phone card. Thank you for your hard work. Nunu, thank you also. Everybody to Dad in the chat room. Everybody in the chat room. Everybody. Everybody gets an A-plus from me today. Great, guys. Good work, everybody, today. And,
great calls, man. I loved your famous calls. Thank God to Nunu. That was some great numbers.
Yes.
I also want to thank a new listener here that messaged me, Baby Puppy Cat. Thanks a lot, Baby Puppy Cat, for listening in.
Huh? Baby Puppy Cat? All right, whatever. We're out of here, folks. Have a good weekend. Thank you, Milkman, and thank you, everybody else. And we'll catch you next week.
We love you too, Sweet Kisses.
You are listening to a replay of Madhouse Radio. Well, I think you should fucking hang up, or I'm going to find out who you are and punch your fucking face in. How's that?
Be sure to visit us online at madhouselive.com.